Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than being a news reporter in a hurricane.
Yeah, really.
That job sucks.
Yes.
I watched one lose their hat.
What?
I watched one lose their hat.
It's a devastation.
It was a big deal to her. It's like, shut up, just do the freaking report.
I saw that, and then somebody handed her hat back.
Oh, you saw that one, yeah.
Very happy. Yes. Can I go on with the intro before you interrupt?
Yes. Well, interrupting was it in the conversation.
Respect. If you wish to join in for fun, the best way to do so is go to the Davin's Den chat room on davincomedy.com. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Interrupting cow was Joe Curry.
Interrupting what?
Exactly, an interrupting cow.
An interrupting cow.
Excuse me, an interrupting Kong.
Yeah. Kong, that's just supposed
Kong.
To...
Kong, interrupting cow.
You meant to say interrupting Kong, correct?
Actually, I didn't, but now.
Yeah, sure, said Kong.
And the laughing bear is Pip Hill.
Hi there.
Hi, guys. Glad you guys could make it up here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no
it's
problem.
Amazing.
A little bit of weather.
A little bit of weather.
There's a state of emergency in all these states. You're like, listen, we have a podcast to do.
I know.
We're going to get out. We're going to get there. I didn't expect this to happen, but I am very impressed by your efforts, guys.
Well, listen, Joe and I were just outside having a cigarette for all of New York because we just got plowed like we haven't in years.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
We got fucked.
We got
all right?
fucked.
Okay,
all right.
We got fucked. All right.
Because usually when you say plow in these parts, we got like 2 feet of snow.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty bad. It's pretty.
I don't know what you're talking
me.
About. Were there issues? I mean, I don't. I mean, the listenership. Are you saying the listeners might be less tonight because they don't have what electricity?
Something simple.
We
could like
use that,
that
excuse. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one we'll use.
So we'll go with that. That's my
week.
Story, and I'm sticking to
Absolutely. There's a little bit of hurricane here in the Northeast.
Oh boy.
A little Hurricane Sandy.
Bitch.
Whore.
Yes.
Oh, boy. What
well, you know, actually, later on, we're going to be having Jeff Elias coming in. He's an EMT. He's been out in all this horse shit.
I want to hear what he's been saying.
And you know what I like about Jeff is Jeff does not mince words. He's very angry about some things.
Oh, good. Well,
so that'll
you know,
be good. And
that'll just add to the usual.
We've actually had Jeff's wife, Kate, on the show last year. She was the 911 first responder that ran the morgue down by the towers. Jeff is not as mild-mannered as the lovely Kate.
Yeah, Kate's very sweet. Very sweet girl.
Jeff is not, but he's very honest. So,
all right.
Well, wasn't he Ramin?
Let's try he was again. A Ramin. Yes, he was a Ramin. You can ask him all about his stint in the Ramines.
God almighty, I can't for a living. Wasn't he
the hurricane hit Joe in the mouth.
Wish somebody would for that.
We've had a lot of offers.
Talking like Astro. Wasn't he?
Referring the Ramines?
Wasn't he a Marine?
He
as well?
Certainly was.
Yes, all right.
Okay. That's what we meant to say.
Glad you didn't butcher that in front of him.
Holy smokes.
Weren't you in the Ramines?
No, but I got their albums.
Yeah. Joe!
Have you seen their cover bands, the Ramines?
Joe, drop a 220!
Drop a 220!
So, did you guys survive all right?
Well, let me tell you, I did okay because Irene ripped everything out of my property last year. So
she did you a favor.
She did me a favor.
You were not happy with the Irene last year.
No, I did have about $3,000 worth of damage. So I was freaking out, you know, because
now you don't have $3,000 worth of stuff to damage.
That's essentially the case.
Yeah,
but let me
gone.
Tell you something. I knock on wood. I came out.
Usually it's the neighbor's tree that's crushed your car.
Yeah.
I came out all right. We lost power for a couple of minutes, and we had it on. We have power at the house.
You know what I think happened, Joe?
What?
I think Irene and Sandy spoke. Irene goes, listen, you don't want to fuck with Kong.
Yeah.
I know how much damage you have, Sandy, but you have no idea what this mental patient Joe Curry is
going
to
do. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's going to stare right at you and fucking yell at you. Go away. What do you mean coming here? I'm trying to eat my dinner. I'm in my bedroom. Can't you see I got the rump roast?
Oh, well, let me tell you something. I was trying to get dinner last night, and the power's starting to go out. I'm like, holy smoke, I got to make my dinner now. Joanne's there making dinner.
Yeah.
She's making dinner for us, which is nice.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Joe gets to eat.
I get to eat. I'm like, hurry up with the microwave. And then she's making
hurry up with but it's just 4 minutes. Three will be fine. It doesn't have to be thoroughly defrosted.
And then she's making fish sticks, okay?
Fish sticks in the microwave?
No, she's making them in the oven.
Oh, okay.
And
wait, what was in the microwave that was
Something actually I was making, but she had she made corn.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell you what, you kids know how to hunker down.
You guys,
I like your strategy. You go to the shit in the back of the freezer right away.
Yeah.
Shit that people usually eat on day 20.
Yeah.
of a, like an emergency, you guys are like, you know what? Let's get the fish sticks out of the way.
But I can make fish sticks in 5 minutes. I put it on broil. I crank it. She's like, put it on 350.
No.
Because she's a chef.
Now I'm going to flip the fish. Fuck the flip the fish.
I'm going to flip the fish sticks. But she's right, though. It, depending on the fish steak, you got to flip it halfway through for extra crispiness.
On a normal night, but with a hurricane roaring through the neighborhood, you want to
You don't want to keep Sandy waiting.
You don't want to keep Sandy waiting. Yeah.
But from what I saw in the report, she was bringing fresh fish to you.
Really.
So why were you eating fish sticks? Just go out your porch.
Yes.
You know, for those of you who don't know, that Joe lives on Long Island, which was really badly hit.
It's I would say we were motherfucked. Let me tell you. I walked out my went of my house, and my neighbor lost a tree, and there's shit all over the place. But not as bad as it was last year. So I go, well, let me walk around the neighborhood. The block behind me got its ass kicked. The block behind it got its ass kicked. Driving to the show through my neighborhood, I lucked out, man. A lot of people do not have lights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the few people that have lights. I have absolutely no remorse over it because I had no lights for 8 days last year.
That's unbelievable.
And everybody else had their lights except my block. So
Joe's just cruising around, giving everybody the finger in his car.
Yeah, it's like,
your turn, man. I ate bullshit. You know,
90% of Long Island has no power.
Yes.
And you.
But
have.
You have power.
Hey,
he's the guy.
Hey,
yeah,
you know what?
Guy.
I don't mind being the guy because I was the last 10% last year with Irene. So, you know, so be it.
Yeah.
So be it. You know.
But your pal is a generator. You have fear working for you.
Yeah.
you think LIPA wants to come to your house?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, right. They don't want to talk to you.
Oh, let me tell you something. I think our neighborhood gave them a lot of shit.
Oh,
we gave them a lot of shit last year. So I guess they figured, look, we don't want to hear these people. Just, you know, make sure they have power.
Yeah, they were out there with the duct tape holding it together. They were like, no, not
believe me, you think they were last night because the power would go out. And it would be funny. The power goes out and it's like Joanne's in the kitchen. I'm in the bedroom like, Joanne, the lights went off. No shit, asshole. 2 minutes later, Joanne, the light's back on. No shit, asshole.
Nothing like aggravating her at the beginning of the storm.
Yeah, you remember, she's cooking your food, man. I wouldn't be like
she's
poking
gonna
the bear
that
like
fish
that.
Stick. It's going to take an extra 5 minutes. You're going to lose your shit.
And it's because my wife.
Now, did you have onion rings or french fries as a side?
No, we had corn.
Corn?
Yes.
Right. But the canned corn?
No, it was real corn.
Real corn.
Except for the fake corn that they shove in those cans.
Yeah. Wait. So how are you cooking corn on the cob inside? You boiled it.
She boiled it. See, I got impatient because I didn't know she was making dinner for us. I thought she was making dinner for herself. So I took one of my little Smart Choice dinners and threw it in the
those
microwave.
Are terrible.
They're good.
No, they're not. They're 99 cents and they're overpriced.
No. These are healthy choice. Healthy choice.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Choice.
Okay, because the healthy smart choice. Ones are Hel- like.
No, smart ones, yeah. Smart ones. No, healthy choice.
Yeah.
And the smart ones, what? Smart ones are the Weight Watchers ones, right?
No, they're like the ones in the red thing.
Yeah, those are good. Those are the Weight Watchers.
I'll go get it right now. Put it on the
screen. Yeah, I know.
Actually, they're very good.
I like.
Well, you think fish sticks is gourmet, so I'm not going to trust your opinion.
That's what was for dinner last night.
What's for dinner?
I was going to make chicken fingers.
I like Lean Cuisine.
Do you guys like cook?
Yeah.
I cook.
I cook a lot.
Yeah. Well, I believe you cook because I've seen you post things you're baking.
I don't cook. I'm not really a good cook. I don't cook. Well,
I mean, does Joanne cook?
Are you kidding? If the microwave broke, we'd die.
How does that happen, people your age? At some point, somebody should be able to boil a hot dog.
People my age?
Yes, you're not.
I retired with plenty of free time. Went to a little cooking seminar.
Well, you wish.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're not a 19-year-old college kid living out, you know, hoping that the hot plate works.
Well, here's my deal. I've been cooking for myself since I was 12 years old.
So you think you'd learn how to do it.
So you but I'm not like I'm going to make a meatloaf or I'm going to do that. I don't have time for that shit. I don't
Putting Pop-Tarts in the toaster is not cooking, Joe.
Yeah. Well, all right, but it's like.
It's
but I never, my mother was a great cook, but I never, you know, every time I would ask for a recipe, it's none of your damn business. So
seriously,
get
that
out of here!
Oh yeah,
what? Why?
Because that's my mother. She used to make. She made.
She even your mother doesn't like you.
She made my mother. My mother would have been 86 today. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Wow. Heaven.
But anyway, Annie, she would make. She made buttered noodles with oregano and Parmesan cheese. A simple recipe. There's an ingredient that she put in there that I never figured out, and I asked her.
It was hate.
And it's not.
What's that extra bitterness?
I go,
that's having you for a son.
Oh, were you there? No. But I would say, what's the, it's none of your damn business.
Isn't that bizarre?
Oh, she was like that with everything. One time she's putting something in the freezer, and I go, what are you putting in the freezer? None of your business. I'm like, well, you can't tell. No. I go, you can't. It's horseshit, all right? Like, it's supposed to be your room temperature.
Yeah. You don't want to overcook your horse.
She wasn't a
connoisseur. I got my unpleasantness from her.
Yeah. None of your damn business.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like, you know, that's inherited.
You know,
I said that's a family tradition of awfulness.
We did a show last week, last Saturday night, and him and I, we were just like miserable. I was fine. Well, no, I was kind of pissed because I spent all day trying to get a replay together because we thought we were going to do it tonight because of the weather, and I was having problems and stuff like that. So I was kind of in a bad mood. But he comes outside and he goes, "I got your water," and I go, "Oh, where is it?" And he goes, "Don't you say thank you? Where is it? Where is it?" I go, "I didn't mean to say it like that, but yes, the way you said it was." Yeah. I didn't mean to say it like that.
That wasn't even the way. You were just a sourpuss.
I wasn't the queen of the May, but I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to say that the way it came out.
He was quite despicable.
I was paying for his company.
It's not despicable.
I was
hiring him to perform comedy, and I was even giving him some of our sponsorship money. Thank you, Success Martial Arts.
Thank you very much.
I'm really glad that you backed that up, because at first you said you were paying for his company. I thought, what the hell you guys got going on?
Yeah.
he's like the queen of the Met.
only during
he's
rock
got
shows.
Soft hands. He's got a desk job. Yeah. It's not like when he was fencing and it would hurt my balls.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it was calluses and stuff like that. It'd be a bumpy ride, yeah.
Do you want lube? No, this is how a real
man hand. It's about you.
Enjoy the hand job.
Are you gay?
The blood means I love you.
Wait a minute.
The blood means I love you.
Joe Rough Trade Curry.
Yeah, rough
Joe
trade.
Joe Rough Trade Curry.
Rough trade. Yeah, it was a rough trade defense.
You know, apparently we're on Wicked despite what Sam says. So I can't even Sam, the broadcaster, going, fuck you. You're on your ass.
We're on.
I can't figure this shit out anymore.
It's none of your damn business.
So how did... Now, you have no power, right, Pip?
I have no power.
Well, how does one survive a horde situation without power? Are you just saying still so you don't get, like, toppled by the pantry?
Are you kidding? I went to the supermarket and I got more.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I got things like, you know, made sure I had plenty of cat food and litter because,
you can't go to the toilet. The cats are going, really?
Yeah. Really?
No, I was filling
First
up...
First, you're sleeping in our bed.
Yeah.
I was filling up containers with water, and I saw this thing on the news, and I thought, oh, that sounds like a good idea. They said, get those Ziploc bags, fill them up with water, and put them in the freezer so that it fills up the freezer.
I saw that on Johnny Race's thread.
Yeah, I know. Johnny with tips. Make sure your guitar is tuned.
Did you see what I put on there?
Make sure your guitar is
tuned. It's hard
to
make fun of you when you give out important information.
Johnny's tips. And then rock and roll.
Sandy's coming. Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Oh, God. Really? Oh, jeez. No, I went and got some things that, I mean, I hadn't been grocery shopping in a while anyway. And I didn't go Saturday because I knew that, you know, the mob would hit. So Sunday, I'm just like, da-da-da, tracing through. No water. No bread. It was hysterical. It was just like, people, society will still be here when the hurricane is
I always love when we need milk and bread. Really? Because during a major storm, I love to make French toast.
Really?
I like
to make French toast.
I used to make French toast. Yes, I can make French toast. When I was a kid, I make it.
So really, your cooking skills have gone downhill.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you a story.
Joanne, don't flip the fish sticks. Yeah. You'll ruin them. It's curry.
I like more crunchy on one side.
See, when you cook for yourself, you cook for other people. Now, when I was a lumberjack, and I'm okay.
It always goes back to Joe's lumberjack.
Yeah,
I know, lumberjack, and I enjoy the lumberjack stories.
Well, it's better than Santa's stories. That's when he was a man, not a Christian. Better shell of somebody.
It's even better when he does lumberjack Santa. But please, go ahead, Joe.
Santa in a flannel.
I cut down the Christmas tree when I got there.
And Christmas is ruined.
Christmas is ruined once again.
You want to tip Santa the lumberjack?
Here's your star. I'm out of here. Right. But
Joe takes a gift for himself. Yeah.
This looks heft. He shakes it. Good.
Then he asks the woman, "How do you make the eggnog?" And she goes, "Get out!
Get out!
None of your damn business!"
And Joe's like, "It's just like mother would say.
Yeah. eggnog, just like mother would make. I have no idea what that secret ingredient is."
When we would go up there, we would have to share chores. You know, like one guy would do the dishes one week, the other guy would, clean up, the other guy would cook.
Yeah.
And I cooked the first night, and I made this meal that you could not eat. And they just looked at me and go, "Look, you just do the dishes from now on." I'm like, "Deal." Because it's not like I made this wonderful gourmet meal that I thought I knew it tasted like shit. And I tried to make, and I'm not a good cook. And I'm like, sorry, you know, I felt awful for the guys, man, because, you know, we all worked that day. We're all hungry.
Yeah.
You know, and I made this god-awful meal that I couldn't even eat.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine what it is that
it was a vegetable.
No, it essentially, ironically enough, it was that noodle dish. that my mom used to make it.
Oh, no.
Because you didn't have enough hate in there. I bet you if you try it now and think of me, you'll make it perfectly.
Yeah.
Actually, some people sprinkle the hate on. Joe just yells at it.
It was that.
Damn you, noodle. There's no time for boiling. You fucking noodles.
Why do I have this reputation of being nasty?
Because you're a terrible human being.
My wife calls me nasty. You guys call me nasty.
I don't call you nasty.
No.
I don't think you're nasty.
I'm not that.
He's nice to me.
I mean, I'm usually
the hurricane wouldn't fuck with you. Are you kidding me? 90% of Long Island is without power. The hurricane's like, fuck it. That Irene
bitch
warned me.
The hurricane wouldn't fuck with
you. I mean, come on, Joe.
I just stood outside of my patio going, get out of here.
Yeah. The hurricane was like down in like Florida when you and I are fighting on Saturday night. And the hurricane's going, really? He's paying this man. Leave him alone.
It wasn't fighting. I was just upset.
No, you were disappointed.
I was upset because it took me a whole day to do something that he did not like. And because I was...
No, it wasn't that I didn't like it. You didn't accomplish it.
I didn't accomplish...
It wasn't a personal hate thing.
Oh, like usual.
I was mainly pissed off because usually when I get a task, I accomplish it. And I did not accomplish it. And I just tried everything. And it's frustrating.
Joe, you need to do what I do with you. Accept your failures.
No, I usually give it my all. And I gave it my all. But
the effort is always there, Joe.
I gave it my best. But my best wasn't all the best.
I like to say, Joe, you work hard. You don't often work smart. That's all.
Well,
that's all right. We'll get a bit done for next time. It's fine.
Figure it out.
So I woke up nice and early to accomplish it. Don't worry, Joe. Oh,
because cool. You know how to use the program.
And if I didn't, I'd call somebody to help.
All
right. Lesson learned.
So were the cats scared?
Yeah, actually, they were. They were kind of flipping out.
They were afraid you were going to eat their food.
Because that's all I bought at the supermarket.
Probably stepping on them because it was dark.
Why is mommy looking at us and licking her lips?
No. I had done a lot of prep. I got all the candles together in the living room and matches. And I have some candles, like, because I'm a Halloween freak and I have a lot of those little votives that, work by battery. Yeah. So I had some of those things going. And, we lose power. Listen, Orange and Rockland, a mouse farts, our power goes out. So we are prepared.
We got Orange and Rockland, we're fine.
Our grid apparently doesn't work for shit. Because, it's
maybe
like...
Maybe they fear me the way, Sandy fears Joe.
I don't know, but it's, oh, hello, Mickey. There goes the power. God damn it.
My wife was pissed about with this whole hurricane. Now I have to take down all these decorations.
I was pissed too.
Because she had all our Halloween decorations.
Yeah.
So now I got the stupid Grim Reaper in my living room staring at Shem.
Which I enjoy.
Yeah, we have like a 6-foot-tall Grim Reaper.
Don't have the elderly sleep over. They'll love that. Wake up.
That was
like
great.
Pip actually against the measurement, like, are the decorations? And I go, yeah, the Grim Reaper's in the living room, and so are the decorations.
That's so great. Yeah, we didn't put a lot out. Last year, I was just completely demoralized by the Halloween snowstorm from hell that, everything had to be taken in and stuff. And so,
that's right. You guys had snow out here.
Yeah, we had, like, wicked snow last year. And then this year, I was like, really? Again? So I didn't hardly put anything out. Like, I put stuff in the window and stuff that was battery operated so that we could put the lights on.
Like vibrator up there?
Oh, yeah. I'll get you to it.
Yeah.
To get a replay on that.
Yeah, stay away from that house. It's a jaggling boner.
No, wait. What's that woman doing? Oh, kids, look away.
Trick or treat. Come on, kids. You can press the button.
Here's the trick and the treat.
That snowstorm. How many feet of snow do you guys get out?
I don't even remember. It just seemed like it would never. We could never get our way all the way through it. We were shoveling like crazy people.
I was in Canada at this time last year.
Bastard. Right. Yes.
Well, that weekend, we were opening up for Ace Frehley when I was an active member.
We told
the
story.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't believe it took the guys hours to get to the island, and I'm like, what's taking you guys? Because we got a foot of snow. You're 50 miles away.
No.
This is a weird storm.
It was very weird, and it was really disappointing. But this year, again, we have neighbors down the street that go all out for Halloween. I mean, they do a really good job. They even take those decorative wall hanging, it's like plastic wrap, but it's got a scene on it, and they do the whole front of their house, so it looks like dungeony walls, and then they have monsters everywhere, and they have real land lanterns that are skull heads and fires coming out of it. They have everything going on in the front yard. I drove home from work on Friday and they had taken everything in. And I was like, all that work, they have to take everything in. Are they going to put it back out on Halloween? I don't know. Probably not. It's done.
And my wife was going to put it out. I'm like, it's still breezy.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah, so nothing's going out on the yard. And I have a lilac bush that I really, really like, and it covers some of our window, so we have a little bit of privacy. And the thing is completely on the ground.
What, when you're fucking in the living room?
Yeah, because we can't help ourselves. Yeah, I know.
Instead of using foliage?
That'll be... That'll be the next thing.
What are you? Think you're like in the woods? What are you, Bear Grylls? You're like building a shelter?
Well, I am Bear, but it's a.
All right. But, Bear!
Bear!
Me Kong. Who are you?
Me Scrooge.
Okay.
They're calling me Bear because I have an itchy back and I was rubbing against one of the square pillars in Davin's room here. And my back always itches. Mm. What can I do?
So I bathe.
I look like a bear marking my territory. It's better. I bathe.
Frequently.
Oh, well, there's that. No, we, and thank you for offering me a hot shower if I needed one.
I didn't know how
here.
Desperately you needed one.
I like your invitation showered. For people with no power to come over.
Yeah, that was nice.
Nice. Yeah. And then I gather them around for a live show and unleash awful things on them. As they're gathered around, I just say terrible things.
And let me tell you, if I could take a hot shower, you can call me stupid all you want.
Yeah, right. I know.
Let me tell you, when Irene hit, like I said, no power for 8 days. Luckily, I belong to the gym, so I used to go to the gym and take a shower there.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't to lift weights or do cardio. That's a good reason to get gym membership in case of a natural disaster. These pants are snug, but fuck it, I need a bath.
But at least they have hot water.
You're a smart man. Yeah. But they make fish sticks, you can move in.
Fish sticks were not my idea. I was going to have my healthy choice meal and move on.
So I don't understand why these all these groceries on the bed that you've talked about in the past, but none of them make it to the oven.
No.
I don't understand. You guys very confused.
They make them to the oven. They don't make them
my
to Joe, apparently.
It's really weird. We rarely eat together. We don't cook together. You know,
and that's why it's as rock steady as it is.
Yeah, it's
you don't go to parties together.
You don't go to parties together.
You didn't bring her to the compound.
No.
No, she was on Facebook.
Because she knows better?
No.
Because she knows better.
Well, I'm just wondering what goes on there. And...
No, she just, was tired.
Yeah, okay.
She was tired of your shit.
That was a rocking party, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Went to 7 o'clock in the morning again.
Oh,
God. We went in the hot tub. We got the hot tub cooking. Rolling in the hot tub.
That's perfect.
You know, we had one of Aunt's buddies who's a cop on the ESU unit put his scuba gear on and jumped in the pool.
I'd be a lot happier about this party if one thing would have gotten accomplished.
Well, it didn't because we brought a lot of people into the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, wow.
You act like you're a morning show. Yeah, getting into the 7 o'clock hour.
Drinking.
Oh, it was good. My buddy Dave showed up, one of my childhood friends.
It's the Creep and Kong.
Yeah.
So live at the compound.
Yeah, it was a good time. Good time, boy. Ooh, that was a fun one.
That's awesome.
So what do you think about the destruction we've had? We have a lot of destruction quite a bit now.
I
Anybody
know.
Think anything's going on with the atmosphere? Maybe we should be concerned. I know Romney likes to talk about, not to get too political, about Obama stopping the oceans rising. Well, if he could, he deserves 4 more fucking years because they rose all the way into Long Island, Manhattan.
Amazing. Well, I'll tell you.
Queens.
I live on a hill, so I... Now we get storms so often. I use the windstorms as my arborist. I don't bother like trimming the trees. It's just I just wait for the windstorms to knock
shit
down.
Just goes outside. Take my crotch away.
Take my crotch away.
Well, yeah, there's an arborist down pruning the hedges.
I don't need an arborist down there, goddammit.
But that's smart, though.
Bathe a lot, so the wind helps, yeah. You know?
But, you know, all the
tumbleweeds going through. There's a cat got lost in there.
No, it's there's like already town. There's already a cat there.
Ain't nobody here but that Fisher. I ain't going through that now. You boys better move quick.
Well, we didn't have any kind of rain damage, but we did have wind damage. We have a really big front window, and I was sitting there.
With a lilac bush.
Well, not anymore.
Why do you do that when I take a sip?
Don't take a sip during the show.
I'm thirsty.
Well, then you might spit.
You might spit. I was watching the oak tree that's between me and the neighbors, and I'm kind of in a bad position because the old guy that lives next door came over and said, my wife is afraid that one of these storms that the tree is going to fall over on our house and kill us. And I'm like,
we can hope.
It's a perfectly healthy tree. I'm not going to cut down a tree just because you're afraid of it. It is. It's a really healthy oak tree.
Ooh, it's a spooky tree.
Spooky
tree. Must be a hanging tree.
And
huddle
now,
a huddle a home.
Last night, all night long, I'm watching
that was a racial comment, Joe.
Yeah,
spooky
it was.
Tree.
So, spooky
so
tree.
I got,
must be a hanging tree.
All right, the third time we're trying to sell it. All right.
Certainly are. All right, I'll just get Pip's music ready.
For yourself.
As needed.
Yes. No, I'm watching the tree all night going, God damn it, you better not
fall.
Watching
the tree. That's a bad fucking night of TV when you're watching the tree.
Believe
I
me,
was.
You do.
You
some
do.
Nights you do. You want, because I had
would,
a,
I was like, not only do I not want it to fall just on general principles, but now if it falls on this...
The tree will not fall.
General principles.
Wait, if it falls down, you're going to prop it up in the middle of the store?
I would.
Mr. Helix, get out here. Got to lift this tree. These old fuckers aren't going to be right.
They
not
can't
on my
be right.
Watch.
They can't be right. God damn it. Because they would have to bring a crane onto our driveway to take it down. And we're like, uh-uh. There's nothing wrong with it. We're not taking
it. The Hatfields and the McCoys?
No, no. It's just that we have an issue about this one tree.
You could tell if a tree is going to go or not. I mean, if you know your property and you walk around, you know, like the trees that I lost.
Yeah.
I looked at that tree and I said, the next time we have a, because I go, this tree is like not doing well.
Right.
And I go, the next monster storm we have, this tree is going to go. So when Irene hit, I'm like, oh boy. So during the night, I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I woke up this morning. Sure enough, it came because the root system wasn't that good.
Yeah.
The trees that are around my patio, those I have no problem with because those have the roots. The roots go everywhere. I mean, I can't even grow grass there because the roots take all. You can't.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I got to figure out how to grow grass there because the roots take all out. So I knew they weren't going. You
right.
know? But last night I was outside, and I have a sewer. That where my material comes from. I have a sewer, and
you give your material too much credit.
Yeah. But I went out there in the storm, and all the leaves were in front of the storm grate.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I knew the guy, the town, just cleaned the thing. And I'm like, you want to know something? Yeah. If I don't clean it, it's going to flood out. So I was out there moving leaves and stuff.
During the storm.
Now while I'm doing that, you could hear while the winds were blowing, you could hear the.
Cracking.
Oh, that's
scary. I'm watching, and I have power lines over me, so I'm just watching really, you know, carefully.
Neighbors are rooting.
They're throwing,
believe
they're
me,
taking
the
bets.
Way, how my neighbors feel about me, yeah, you, they are rooting. So, you know, I guess
seems
I am.
To be a general consensus.
You want to know something? Maybe it is. Because I saw my, I didn't even talk to them today. I'm like, hey,
yeah, fuck them, they'll die.
I know. So, yeah, it was a little scary when I was out there trying to move that stuff.
What we're talking about is trees falling down on stationary objects. I get that.
Yeah.
There was a story last night where a jogger got killed by a falling tree. Here's the thing.
Oh, my God.
If you get killed as a jogger, you're not very good at jogging. So you should either take up running or becoming a couch potato. Because jogging, you need another gear.
No.
When the crack comes, fucking step on it,
you should
stupid.
Be, yeah. No, you should buy a fucking treadmill and stay in your house.
During
what
a hurricane.
Or go to a gym so you have a place to take a shower.
That's right. Yeah. Jogging during a hurricane. What an asshole deserves to die.
Yeah, new rule. New rule.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to have any passion. You're that stupid? You're going to, oh, there's a 90-mile-an-hour wind. Oh, run, asshole. He got splinters in his ass.
Well, you know, there's some people that are so passionate slash crazy when they're into their whole, you know, I have to exercise thing, that they're like probably thinking, oh, great, I'll run against the storm and it'll give me that extra burn.
Stay
inside. It's like, stay inside. You know, run around your apartment, whatever you got
to
do.
Well, I'm interested to hear what Jeff said here, our EMT that we have coming up at around 8:30 has to say about people being outside and their shit. Because you know what? Here's the rule. If they tell you to stay inside and don't go to the water, and you go... You get to die.
Yes.
But here's the thing. I was listening to the news on the way up. They had one of the councilmen from Staten Island. And he's going, there's a lot of people outside, and they're sightseeing, and there's really nothing to see. And then he tells the story of an oil tanker that got pushed onto the road. And people are there taking pictures. Yeah, because it looks cool. When are you going to see an
oil
tanker go through two lanes of traffic?
Well, the way the weather's going.
I mean, I want to. A matter of fact, I want my picture next to the damn thing.
The way the weather's going, stick around.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I know.
No, there's nothing going on, though. Don't worry about it. And your boy Romney. Yeah, let's cut FEMA. Fuck FEMA. All right. Even Governor Christie, Romney's boy's like, Obama's doing a good job.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Of course Obama's doing a good job because he's doing it.
Isolate that.
He can't afford, with the election next week, he can't afford not to.
Because otherwise he would try to fuck it up, Joe.
Well, no.
I know.
No, he's got to do extra.
Well, yeah, but you know.
He'll hold out again. He'll lose the election if he screws that up.
But there have been other presidents.
He's going to do
that on his own.
There have been other presidents who are like, oh, this is a good time to go to Camp David, you know, or something.
Good
like
job,
that,
Brownie.
Know? So,
That's what he's worried about. And the FEMA, there was a lot of mismanagement in FEMA, so they had to tighten that up.
But
so
they're doing a good job.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, when did they get established? They were recently established after 9/11, weren't they?
FEMA? No. FEMA's been around for a while.
For a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But
if you look at the mistakes that were made during Katrina, one of the things, and I don't think that this is a mistake to say, one of the things is that you're talking about a population that doesn't have a lot of money. We're talking about, like, Wall Street and Long Island. Money. Money talks, bullshit walks. Even if FEMA wasn't there, people were going to be converging on this area because there's a lot of money involved.
It could be.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Governor Christie wants to do?
What?
He wants to cancel Halloween. I didn't know you could cancel Halloween.
I didn't know you could
cancel
Halloween.
So he gets all the candy.
Very good.
Did you see? Did you see? He got teary during the press conference today.
No.
Yeah.
His blood sugar was low.
I didn't see anything. I don't have power.
That's right. That's right.
I know nothing.
You should be angry like Joe. Then storms won't fuck with you.
No. I don't have a radio. I don't have TV. I don't know what happened.
I like
you guys
canceling
are telling
of
me.
Holidays. I'll tell you right now. Next year, Yom Kippur canceled. Not interested.
Hey, let me tell you though. That
I'm not atoning for shit. All right.
Anthony Kumi will cancel Martin Luther King Day.
He would do that every year.
Actually, gave me an incentive to clean out my garage because I had all my keyboards in there. You know,
all the ones that blow up in the middle of your shows.
No. Those have been disposed of. But
what are you, a wise guy? You buried it in some lot somewhere?
No. The buried are I still have, but I had all my keyboards. A good part of my keyboards in my garage, and God knows I'm not going to be using them anytime soon, the way things have been going. So I wound up bringing them back into my music room, setting them up so I get my truck in the garage. I want my truck. Because Joanne's truck is over to the side.
Yeah.
So where the wind really, you know, nothing could fall on it. But where I am, I got branches and stuff. So I cleaned out my garage last night, put everything in the house, set everything up, and then pulled the truck in there.
Well, I think that something was looking over us, even though we're not religious people, because
vultures.
The branches the branches that came down weren't that big, and they missed our cars. But our driveway is just like, you know, hey, anybody needs something to burn in their fireplace because our driveway's full.
What was that?
Yeah, I'm hearing.
What
stuff.
Was that? No, that's what he does to me.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's true. What was that?
Devin, what was that?
What was that noise?
What was
it's
that?
It's called preparation for the next.
No, but what I was saying is, God forbid I do that. What was that? What was like a big police
Joe, you wouldn't be prepared for the next thing.
No, look at him. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Joe, when you can get your computer to work properly, come back and talk to me. When you can.
What was that?
Oh, meow, meow, meow.
Well, that's usually your response after laughter.
What was that noise? So while I was looking out the window, staring at the oak tree, I'm seeing.
I hope you looked for the yellow ribbon.
God, I know, really.
Oh, forgive me for that last one. You came out.
I was seeing these flashing lights.
Thanks,
over.
Joe. Your words of wisdom and encouragement mean so much.
I know they do.
I was seeing these flashing lights and things in the sky above my neighbor across the street's house.
I'm
hearing sirens, and I thought, holy shit, there's
That's
a fire.
The generators?
They're Transformers. The Transformers.
Oh, yeah, pop. Yeah.
But the Transformers, when they pop.
What's more than meets the eye.
Transformers, what's in the thighs?
Sucking all your electricity to fight the Decepticons. Transformers.
I'm telling you, the Transformers were blowing up like crazy all around my neighborhood. You'd see this green flash.
Yep.
And then you're hearing crack. Well, you can barely hear the cracks, but spark in the sky.
Yeah.
But what I was seeing over the neighbor's house was orange lights. So I thought,
You thought it was the Great Pumpkin early.
No, I thought that it better be an emergency vehicle or something's on fire. And the way the wind was blowing, all of a sudden I'm getting this flash of the California fires and how they spread by wind. And I was
and
like,
all the
are you
burning.
Kidding me? Are you kidding me? But the Transformers, the lines went down. My husband was at the radio station working, and when he came home, he got diverted because there was a cop in the street diverting him. Traffic around because the transformer had blown up, but there were live wires on the ground. Mm. And driving here today, I looked where the wires are down, and they're still down, which means that we are not going to have power for a while yet, kids. But
hey, Donnie got us online, but it wasn't my fault.
Thanks, Donnie. But
thank you, Donnie.
Where the lines are down, the road is burnt and bubbled and crispy. Yeah. That's scary.
That's usually the stage after I leave it.
Yes, those burn marks. Yes. And you usually have to pay for those, don't you?
Certainly.
And you know what the problem is with the lines down, the way they did it last year with Irene? They have to have a crew come down, or LIPA does. They have a crew come down to look at the tree.
Yes.
And they won't touch the tree or move the tree till this crew looks at it.
Absolutely.
Decide if it has to be cut up. And we were pissed off. It's like, get the tree out of the road, cut the tree, throw it to the side. Obviously, you have to fix it.
I know a guy, who works for a roads department, and a mistake was made, and I'm still not clear on who made the call that was a mistake. They went in to move limbs. There was a live wire in it. He got electrocuted, and he lived through it. But the damage that was done to his body, he had to relearn how to walk.
Yeah.
He still has neuropathy in his feet and his extremities. He's alive, and he's well, thank God. But he came very close to dying because somebody went in there and touched the tree.
Well, there was something that really scared the hell out of me. One time I used to work at a place where it was a really great place, treated you really well. We used to sit in our car and eat lunch because they locked up the place. So I'm sitting So
wait, I'm sorry.
What creep are you?
They had they locked up the place so you couldn't go in there, so you had to eat your lunch in a car.
Did you break up with the place?
No. We used to sit and eat our lunch in our cars. So I'm sitting in my car.
I'll tell you what, even places that want it will take your money don't want you there. It clearly is you that is the problem.
No. It's what maybe I'm the problem because of the experiences I've had. So it's like.
Yeah, but your own mother won't share family recipes with you, Joe. Clearly, this is long before we met you. Yeah.
Well, she knew he was going to have a radio show and give them out to everybody. Like, yeah. So yeah.
Everybody.
She had a point.
Making mine.
Everybody
that listens. The three of you that are listening, I bet you're dying for that recipe.
Oh, it was good. But anyway, I was sitting in my car at lunch, and there was a work crew, a LIPA crew, working on power line. Just a nice day. So they screwed up and dropped a line in a parked car.
Oh.
And it was sparking the parked car and stuff like that. And then the thing caught fire burned up.
No.
While I'm sitting there. Now, here's the deal. I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like, what if I was sitting by there and it hit my car?
Yeah.
You got a choice. You either get out of the car and be electrocuted, or you sit in the car and burn to death. You're going to die.
You're getting out of the car.
Yeah. So it's like,
way do you want to go?
Which way do you want to go?
I'd rather be electrocuted fast rather than burn up in a fire, because that's supposed to be excruciating.
I'll jot that down.
Just in case you ever have the choice again.
Yeah. I'd like to die via love. Just love to death.
You want to orgasm to death?
Boy, you ain't going to get that.
You know where there's an orgasmatron lying around? You could just go in there.
I am the orgasmatron.
Because let me tell you.
According to certain African women, yes, you are.
as much as you say I'm nasty, you're not the queen of the May yourself. So
it's funny that you bring up the African women. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know we scam the African scammers. But we actually now, I think we might have some new people listening. Because on Facebook and these other places, there's these secret groups of people that have been victims of the scammers and everything. So I contacted one of them about listening to our show because I think we're a little comic relief.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've gone through something terrible, we can help.
Well, also because our point of view is not making fun of the people who've been scammed. Quite
going
the opposite.
After the
scammers. We're going after the scammers because the people that have been scammed, we feel all sympathy for you because we can see how it could happen.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, Sandy was the story that got all of the destruction and disaster.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the only destruction and disaster for me this week.
Oh, dear.
Because I bought tickets to the fucking Jet game. And I just want to say,
you stink.
I am so – now, I got the ticket at less than half price. I went with my friend.
less than half price.
Great seats. But that just means I was really close to the awfulness. I am so sick of the New York Jets. Look, Pip can't even take it. She's taking
off the clothes. That's like getting a reclining chair in front of a garbage dump.
Yes.
You got good seats to something that really stinks.
I would rather watch Pip's stupid oak tree sway.
You know what? It was a better show than you saw.
Probably.
I am so sick of that horseshit franchise. You know it was a bad. I was scared this week because this is the first time they didn't call me after a loss to buy season tickets.
Oh boy!
That's how you know it's bad when the Jets are like, "Fuck it, we can't
even face them."
I didn't see the game because I
neither did the Jets.
Yeah, how? So what are they doing with Tebow? What's the deal with him?
What are they doing with? He's on the sideline praying.
Yeah, he comes.
Tebow's not the answer. The whole team stinks. What's he going to do? Pray for forgiveness from the other defense?
now is it bad like last year where Sanchez had no offensive line defending him?
His offensive line is not great, but last year he had some wide receivers. He's got no wide receivers. He's got no running game. His offensive line is subpar. His defense is worse, and Sanchez ain't so hot either.
And the coaching staff
stinks, and the special teams coach, who's supposed to be wonderful. Well, let's see what they have. They had a blocked punt for a touchdown. They had a blocked field goal, and they had a 57-yard kick return run against them, and they gave up a punt return last week. So the whole team stinks. I've had it.
How do you really feel?
I'm getting over it.
Let me tell you, my Giants had me on the edge of my seat.
Oh, fuck you and the Giants.
Hey,
wait a minute. If you have the time.
I don't know if I have the strength.
If you fucked a giant,
it would smart. Save that for the Bible.
More efficient.
That's where all the giant fucking takes place.
But let me tell you, they almost gave it up at the end.
Yeah, I know. They're so lucky, though. The guy's finger's out of bounds, and they win.
That was close. That was really close.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
I'm looking at them both like they're talking in alien language because I have no idea.
Well, tomorrow, whether Governor Christie cancels it or not, there's going to be Halloween.
Yeah, you know what? I can't imagine neighborhoods saying, you know what? We can't have Halloween kids because the governor said so. Bite me.
You know what? Listen, I think Joe always rails, and I agree with him. These kids are weak. Make them fucking go through some electrical wires, go in and out of trees that are down, crush glass. Fucking earn the sugar daddy, baby. You don't just get the little snack pack of milk duds. You fucking earn it. You want a dum-dum lollipop? Fucking hurdle some telephone poles.
A marine obstacle course just to get some fucking
as opposed to
balls.
A ramine obstacle course.
I know, the ramine obstacle course is so much tougher.
No, make the kids fucking earn it. We're not canceling Halloween.
No. Yeah.
When are we going to have it? In December? Fuck that shit. Go out there with your little costume.
When I was a boy, we used to go over those wires when they were on.
You know what every kid should go as? They should all go in a prison uniform and they all can be fucking fried. They're all going to die.
That's great.
I wanted to smell what burnt Snickers smelled like. kids with fucking s'mores.
You know, slight non sequitur.
Of course.
But, you know, my husband's ex-mother-in-law.
Following kids?
Had a really big house.
Seriously.
No, she had a really big house, and she used to put on a really big Halloween party for charity for the kids.
Is that what the dancer was called?
She had the...
Would she bring the little rascals over?
No.
We're going to do a show.
No. It was...
Porky and Buckwheat are too young to play along.
You drink that much and eat it!
Who was that?
What was that? That was from Little Rascals.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, we weren't born when that was on, so we'll just take your word.
Nobody was born when it was on.
No, somebody was born when it was on.
You know, my mother told me one time, she told me.
Stop watching that.
No, well, she goes, you know, they're all dead. That's an old show when they're all dead. Greg, what do you want to tell me about the Flintstones now?
They're real.
They're real.
Joe wants to work on a brontosaurus, move some boulders. I can't get a job anywhere.
That's awesome.
Why can't we have a washing machine that's an elephant? Yeah.
And it bitches them. You always had complaints. I hate working at the Rebels house.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. The stork would be playing the records and always.
And rock is gonna roll. And rock is gonna roll.
Rock and roll.
And Johnny's gone. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No,
back
that's
to
okay.
Your story.
No, so she had an awesome room that looked like it was this medieval castle. And they would have all these great Halloween
crazy
things in it. No. It's just. Without giving away, she was like a prominent member of that area. So she had.
What area is that? The fucking rubber room?
Nobody
has a castle in their house.
My word!
It was a big house.
Okay. Still fucking weird.
No, it was awesome.
My word.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Really? Did
yes,
you guys joust in it?
She had a full set of armor in the room.
Well, she knew.
It was great. She had great stuff in there.
Did she
but
get them
she
from
had
the
a
Franklin
great.
Mint?
She had a great fake electric chair, and
you know, hold on.
I wanted that chair
bad. You know what? I was kind of, like in the house always, or
no for Halloween.
Oh, I
just
know,
for the Halloween.
Where do you store that?
What?
When you store that Thanksgiving, you sit here.
I know, right?
Could you say, I don't think the family ever liked me.
But how am I going to eat with these cuffs on my hands?
Funny,
one more turkey? It's going to be a last one.
Funny, my husband always had to sit there.
Why isn't the turkey cooked? It'll be fried soon.
Funny, my husband always had to sit there. No wonder he's the ex.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, that's fucking weird.
Oh, it was great. I wanted that. I wanted that so
You're
bad.
Fucking weird.
Oh, I know, but I love Halloween.
House.
I should.
You can put shit on top of it.
Oh, yeah. The cats will sit on it. Yeah. I'll put a little.
Everybody likes fried pussy. Huddle, huddle.
Huddle, he.
As long as there's a comfy little blanket there, they're right. Sitting on it.
Yeah,
no matter what, where I put it.
So what, she used to bring all the kids over?
Yeah, like unfortunate kids would come over. And
unfortunate kids? Anyone
yes.
in the family. Ill.
Anybody in that place.
Those unfortunate kids. Yeah, they all went home traumatized. It was good.
Mm.
And full of candy.
No.
Anyway, can we move on now?
Yeah.
I just want to talk about, like, shit candy. You ever have the ladies give you pennies?
I guess we can't.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, we want to talk about Halloween, goddammit. Because
we did this last year when I was in Canada.
No, it's canceled. We want to talk about it anyway.
Yeah. The lady that used to give pennies would guaranteed to have eggs.
It
would look like an omelet. 3 cents? Really? That's enough to buy eggs.
I know. What,
huh?
You guys did this last year.
Well, maybe some people forgot.
Maybe people.
See, we kind of talk about the it's not like we're talking about this during Thanksgiving still, but it's Halloween.
It's tomorrow.
It's
my anniversary.
Yeah, but you guys did this on our last Halloween show.
All right. You have to bring it up. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it the first time around.
Really? Tell me about your Halloween stories. What did you used to dress up as? A lawyer?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Sorry, I'm not the fucking manual laborist that you are.
I'll just pick chair in a tiny little suit with a briefcase.
Could you see?
Typical Republican, make fun of the educated.
We
don't want that.
Your buddy come up. Yes. Hi, Jimmy. How you doing? Here's some candy. I'm sure you know Mr. Rosenblatt.
I'd get him more candy. Yeah. Otherwise, there'd be a lawsuit.
Yeah. Here's my card.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're six. You know?
Lawyer would be very popular tomorrow with all the fucking things that we're going to have with people falling over trees and shit.
Oh, I know. If I saw
everybody's going to go on a trick-or-treating with the lawyer kid.
Mm.
If I saw a lawyer costume coming down the street, that kid's
not
getting
candy. Now, who's taking your daughter trick-or-treating? You going to take her?
Oh, we'll probably just let some stranger fucking do it, Joe.
I didn't know if your wife was going to do it or you were going to go together.
We'll probably all go.
Yeah.
Know,
that's nice. What are you dressing up as? You going as a radio
lawyer.
Personality?
So you give him an idea.
Yeah.
Dressing up as Joe Curry, I'm going to have a scowl and yell at people for no reason. Then I'll ask if they have a gym membership so I can shower.
I hope I have trick-or-treaters.
What is this reputation?
It's not a reputation. It's a fact. You're not pleasant.
I used to work with a Spanish guy who used to imitate me all the time. Who the hell? Who the hell? Who the hell? Joe Curry, Jose, who the hell?
But Joe, there's
Asian, you
there's something to that though. If that's the
well, I was a foreman back then. Who the hell? Where'd the truck here? Who the hell?
Oh, that's great.
Could you imagine Joe being in charge of people?
He's got a Ferrara. He was under me.
Really?
Well, he quickly climbed above you, didn't he?
Yeah. He most certainly
you're
did.
A motivation. Yeah. Enough of this shit. I better get good at this comedy thing. Yeah. And that's why Joe doesn't go on the road. He's like, fuck you. I remember from the foreman days.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
Oh,
10 minutes.
Best friend, my ass.
10 minutes.
On Saturday, the Ramones were playing up in Connecticut, and the band that opened for him is called the Department of Transportation. And there's a guy that there is this huge
what
guy
are the fucking cones around there. Their
no, but there's this huge guy that wears a safety vest, and he wears you know this like safety construction kind of hat on, and he sings songs all about working for a Department of Transportation.
That fucking rules.
But they're so funny. He's like one of the.
I gotta see these guys.
Oh. You would love it. You would piss
your pants.
I gotta
see these guys.
Next time they're playing, I'll let you know because they're so funny.
Joe likes any band that wears a costume.
I love. There was one band I went to see. They sang a song about chicken cutlets, and they had their chicks walk around the audience passing out chicken cutlets. It was great.
I listened to your Rodgut CD.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I gotta tell you guys fucking write like you guys were high school horny fuckers.
Everything
was about getting laid and a lot of cursing.
Yeah.
I think you guys might have had to clean that up a little bit if a label was.
We were very well. What happened at the time? We were very big into NWA. NWA was a major league influence on that album. So that
makes a lot of sense
stuff.
Now.
Yeah. And yet, yeah. And yet, he said nigger.
Oh, wow!
No, I'm talking about Anthony.
No, I know.
Oh yeah. Well, no, that's actually that where
that's inspired.
Well, well, also in the middle of Monkey's Uncle, we have.
Oh no!
I think that might have been the one.
We have samples. Those are NWA samples.
Okay.
Those are all NWA.
I'm sure
samples.
They're thrilled to be associated with a racist like you.
Yeah. They love Rotgut.
Would they?
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy who sings for DOT is one of the songs is about being...
DOT. You're abbreviating him now.
No, well that's
or
what they
the
call
kids
themselves.
Call
DOT. That's what they call themselves. So they he's
oh, ugh, that's
I mean,
cool.
One song is all about
I've
how
seen
he's
what you think is cool.
He's in the truck and he's going out to do work and he's got to go to the bathroom. And the whole middle is I gotta go. We are crying because he's like. He opens the song with, I'm in the truck, and I've got to take a shit. It's like, what?
Nice. Right on.
That's the song.
Shocking that they're opening for a Ramones cover band.
It was hilarious. You would love them. They're hilarious.
I saw this. I don't know if I talked about them before. I probably did
Well, your stories are limited. Are we going to talk about Thunderbox?
Yes.
I don't want to talk about it again. You've been there before.
We went to see, we and Eric, we were hanging out at the green room with the McGuire's, and Eric goes, I'm seeing these heavy metal band with chicks called Thunderbox. Yeah. We did the show.
A heavy metal band with chicks called Thunderbox?
They kick ass.
We've been over. Don't you have anything new to contribute?
It's a new story, because what we did was we started
our
show.
Did you see what the Ramones?
No, we started the show early. We
started. You tell the club, listen, we got someplace.
We moved it. We moved it along. I told Joe DeVito because Joe DeVito was closing. I go, you got 40 minutes and no more. Because if I miss Run to the Hills, I'm going to strangle your ass.
That's right. Funny.
So, what are you dressing up for? As
well,
for?
You know
what? Dressing up for?
What am I dressing up for? Well, apparently,
company.
Apparently nothing, according to Governor Christie. But I wasn't going to tell because I was going to tell during our story. Story about the costumes.
Well, see, here's the thing, stupid.
What?
I was segueing into it.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I'm the prick.
Yeah, I know.
I'm the prick.
Isolate that.
No, I know.
We're getting a lot of admissions.
I'm the prick.
It's like, and I know that?
Well, no, because you just fucking tell me and I will direct the show. You have the layout of the show. You know the topics. You think I really give a shit? I'm just doing a segue.
Okay, yeah, I know. Joe's looking at me like, and I rest my case. Absolutely!
Because you both stink at this sometimes!
No, no!
Yes! Here's my you stink.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's like the little...
I am recalibrated.
You know, I feel like I'm over like the little spoiled kid's house playing with the truck. No! Yeah, I want the fire truck! You mean the garbage truck!
It's like you got to play
but
with the fire truck
you,
every
why
day.
Why would you say, I want to save it? Don't you think I know where we're going with this show?
Who knows but I what can't you're read doing. Your mind, and thank
you don't know
God.
What you're doing. Do you really you don't know think what you're I doing. Give a rat's ass? You're going to dress up for your pagan holiday? I don't give a shit. I'm fucking, I feign interest. And if you happen to say something interesting, I will be interested. And then we move on. And then I go into what we were going to talk about. Maybe if you read the fucking show prep once in a while.
I have no power.
I sent it to you on Thursday because I thought maybe you wouldn't have power. You think I get this shit early done for my health because I just can't wait? No, I fucking take things into account because there might be problems. Maybe if you looked at this shit early, maybe if he did a best of like 4 months ago when I fucking asked him to do, we wouldn't have all these problems.
I did look at it when I got it. And,
and
I don't
you forgot.
And no, I did. I don't memorize it.
Then why don't you ask?
Okay, what are we going
to
do next, Devin, so I can
you
answer
shit,
you properly?
That's why. No, there you go. Listen, I don't have the prep. Can we just go over the order again before the show? We were only had an hour before show to do that. Joe, what are you looking for? A clue?
Hold on. Hold on. Let's go over a little. Want to hold a doll? Want to hold a little dolly? And you can hold a dolly?
Nobody can hear you. You're off mic, stupid.
I was going
to
grab...
see, this is the shit.
I was going to grab your little daughter's teddy bear. Maybe you want to hold the bear for a while.
What, I liked it better when you were off mic. Fucking walks around, starts talking, and shit, nobody can hear him. What an...
You crack me up. You call me the meanest prick walking, and you go
because
into this...
Because there's justification. If people would do what I give them to do, the menial task...
No! What that's kind? What did I do?
It's really not that difficult. You had an hour to talk to you. Listen, I'm not... What's the running order tonight? Is that hard? Oh, I'm glad you asked.
You done?
Well, I gave you the prep on Thursday. Now I don't care what you're wearing. Joe, what are you going to wear?
No.
You going to climb up a building and people will just assume? What are you going to wear, Joe?
Nothing. No.
I'm going.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the scariest costume ever. He's going as a stripper, as a flasher. Joe just running across the fucking neighborhood, hurtling over, stealing people's fish sticks.
Hold on, Dad's talking.
The ones that are...
Which really?
You remind me of the DOT.
When Joe does, we have to stop the fucking show.
No, to listen
so, yeah,
to
this
it.
Is why you don't do this shit anymore.
Right, I understand.
No, you don't. If you did, you wouldn't have said, hold on.
The DOT has a song that starts with, my foreman is a Nazi!
Don't play it again. Oh, my God. Yet when we actually do Nazi topics, you can't fucking play the clip.
Not at this time.
I wish you would have joined the Ramines. Maybe you would have been killed in action. Or backwards, dilked. That doesn't make sense. That's
no,
fucked.
No, that didn't work. No.
I'll give myself one.
You stink.
Indeed I did. That was terrible.
Wait, did you hit one for me?
Yes, you got
you
your,
did? Oh, okay.
You got
I didn't
your
hear
stick
it.
Long ago.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I was going to save it when we were doing the stuff that we wrote down that we were going to talk about in a spontaneous way.
No, you know what? No, never mind.
The spontaneous
way.
Out the manifesto.
I know. Hold on a second. According to Robert's rules of the radio show, subchapter
A. Where we left off.
Yes, Joe, that's coming up with a bit. I can't wait for the first one you come up with.
Ah.
What's it, you've been here a year and a half? You're going to have a fucking idea? You're supposedly creative. Supposedly has a play that hasn't come out since I've fucking known you. Been fired from a dozen bands. And the comedy is what it is. So you're going to have a radio bit for me sometime soon?
I will. Don't worry.
When the show's canceled, Joe will call me up. I got it. But hold on.
Forgot to say
hi, what is that?
I didn't hear it.
Nothing.
Oh, Joe's okay. Just happy his computer's working.
I know.
A part of it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to tell us? I want, because I know you're a big Halloween fan. I know
he
you
goes
got...
into this tyrant. So.
Because I'm not going to fight over it for an hour and a half.
Oh, good.
I certainly have enough material to, though.
I was going to be.
Prepared?
No, I'm not telling
if
you.
If anybody is out there listening, if anybody's listening, I want people to chime in and decide who's the bigger prick, me or him.
If they knew you guys, it wouldn't be a contest.
The voting starts now.
This is your final chance. What will you be when you grow up tomorrow?
No, well, I'll never grow up, but I love Halloween, and luckily, one of the good things about my workplace is that we are allowed to dress up for Halloween. And so what I was going to be...
They let you dress.
They do.
Where you work, they should not do that.
Yeah, they do, though. They do.
They don't let you go home in a storm, but feel free to fucking dress up.
I know.
You're going to be a very funny corpse.
Oh, no. They're
I'm somebody with a branch through my ass.
The stuff
I thought of it yesterday.
I'm a victim.
On the way home.
I'm a jogger that died because I was trying to leave the office.
Oh. I'm just going to wrap myself in live wires and have at it. But
I'll help you with that.
Yeah, I know you would. No, they're complete bastards about certain things, and other things they're just so laissez-faire where they should care. It makes no sense, but anyway, they do let us dress up, and I was going to go as genetically modified corn, so I was going to be Frank.
Joe would eat you.
I was gonna he would.
I'll go as a side of fish sticks.
Genetically modified corn.
I was gonna be Frankencorn.
Frankencorn.
Yes.
I'm sorry I asked. Yeah. What is Frankencorn?
I'm on your side now.
No, well...
Now you know why I get angry. I know what's coming.
Well, also, most people don't know about genetically modified produce.
I do know. I actually wanted to bring it up as a topic last
and you're going to bring... And you're going to be making aware of it on Halloween.
Yeah, well, that's
I'm
what
genetically I'm a...
corn that causes cancer.
So it's just going to be scary.
My husk fell off.
Scary looking corn, you know, and I was going to have a...
So you're
going
to go as you?
Yeah, I know. I was going to be corny. But, But
kinda
I'm changing.
What I left it with, but
leave me out of it.
So I changed it. Instead of being the corn cob that looks scary, I'm going to take my husband's Frankenstein mask, and I'm going to take the yellow poncho that I bought to make the corn outfit out of, and I'm going to be Frankenstorm.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like that. That's
Thank
good.
You.
I like that.
It's good. Frankenstorm.
Yeah. Frankenstorm.
That would be a new costume just for this year because they just came up with that. Very good.
Yes.
There are other. Here's a segue in case you guys don't know.
Oh.
There are other costumes for just this
you
year.
Don't say.
yeah. I don't know what some of these are, but these are new for 2012.
Okay.
Eka Homo Disaster Painting. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What is that?
There was this painting. I don't know if it was a fresco or a painting in Italy that had some damage to it because, you know, just like over years, the pollution gets on them and they need to be cleaned so they can be seen properly.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be a stroke victim.
Well,
the face was all contorted.
Well, that's the thing is that they hired this woman.
Look
who...
at you. No, I don't think that's what they were going for. No, I don't think
so
at all.
They hired this old.
Really? The kinder, sensitive, informed Joe? Yeah. This is new?
No.
When did he join the group?
Yes. No, that would be terrible. No, there was an older woman.
I was, you know what? You did not disappoint because when I delivered that line, I'm like, boy, stupid's going to get upset about this.
You should be upset about that. That left you a mouth.
There was an older woman who said that she was an art restorer, and so they let her have at this ancient.
Because old women are never fucking delusional.
No, well, that's what she said she was, and so they said, okay, go and restore the painting.
I said, I'm a porn star. I don't see horse lining up.
And she destroyed it and made it look like Jesus was a porn.
Was it a picture of Jesus?
It was.
I didn't know that.
It used to be.
So it's like Jesus stroke victim.
It's Jesus stroke victim now. She completely wrecked it and it looks.
I think he's trying to say something. What do you think he's saying? I think he likes the cross. Leave him there.
Something about wine, fishes, I don't know. Water, I don't know.
Yo, we could have used Jesus yesterday.
I know.
Just fucking in the battery tunnel. I got it. It's fine.
That's Moses. Moses would have been helpful.
No, he parts it. Jesus will fucking walk right on that
shit. Oh, that's true. I know. But he'd be the only one who could get through.
What?
He'd be the only one who could get through.
Fucking ducking his head. It's filling up in here.
Unless he's carrying a bus. It's no good to us. We need Moses.
We're not helping you in your pagan city.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you knew what that was. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, I knew what it was because it was a big thing storm on the internet, and then people started making memes about it, and you know, ruining the faces of all kinds of artwork or icons.
The costume from the Disney movie Brave, that she was like an archer girl.
Okay,
that's cool costume.
Yeah. Well,
I never saw that movie
because it's for kids.
I didn't either.
And you're not your pal. If your pal was there, he calls it scouting talent.
We don't breed, Joe. We don't know these things.
The main feature.
Joe, I would be a little scared since you don't have children if you had gone to see this movie.
I'd be a little scared if Joe did have children.
But the thing is, it's like if you're sitting there munching on popcorn and going, this is really nice Disney movie. Look at all the children. Yeah, that would be bad.
Okay. That's like hating Justin Bieber. I'm like, I hate that. I go, well, it's kind of good that I do.
Yeah, it is. You know,
it's
a
I'm
good
like digging
thing.
Them, I'm like, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Gautier, the band Gautier, whatever. Gautier.
Oh, is that that? I know what that
song,
is.
Joe hates the song. Yeah. But the video where there's like half silver, half red.
Isn't that it?
Yeah, I like that song.
And yeah, it's okay, but the video is visually interesting because the way he's painted.
That reminds see the way he's painted like silver red. There was an asshole because if you go into a Jet game, you're an asshole. He's got his face quarter painted white, green like in quarters, pink mohawk, real, and the Jets are getting bitch slapped, and he's still doing fist pounds because like the Jets get a first down. Really, kill yourself. You're the problem.
Nobody was beating him up for looking like that. I'm kind of surprised.
He looked like the Insane Clown Posse. We were a little scared. They were nice seats.
Yeah, I know. What if he was one of those juggalos?
I met those guys.
A Jets juggalo.
As opposed to a jigaboo, which you don't want to fuck with either.
I actually hung out with those guys up at the Bananas one night up in Poughkeepsie.
The Insane Clown
Posse?
Yeah, they were hanging out. Those guys were playing the Chance up there. Bought couldn't get beer, so they wound up, all the liquor stores were closed, so they wound up buying $700 worth of liquor off the hotel bar.
Which is actually 10 beers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, in hotel dollars.
Yeah, in hotel
dollars. Wait a minute. What are they like for real?
They're cool guys.
Are they?
Yeah, they're pretty cool guys, yeah.
And they go, I don't understand why everybody thinks we're dicks.
They're followers.
Like you,
no.
They're followers are the most
After
frightening people.
After that tirade about 5 minutes ago, you don't have a leg to stand on.
The tirade was deserved. What I got on Saturday was not. There's a difference. I only use
you
my scorn when it's deserved.
You did not. Oh, God. We're not going into this. We could do this for hours.
Oh, Lord. Well,
Months ago.
But they do understand that their followers are terrifying, don't they?
Yes, it's called making money off of them.
Yeah. The juggalos? Yeah.
Juggalos are terrifying people.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Gosling from the movie Drive.
Ryan Gosling was, I don't know that movie, but Ryan Gosling was a guy from another movie that was a chick flick you guys would not know called The Notebook. And a lot of women think that he's hot.
He's adorable.
I don't see it. I'm not a big fan of his, but I think because he's too young for me. So it's kind of like, oh.
He's no Winwood.
He's not a movie star.
He certainly isn't.
He knows he's not.
Pinterest?
Pinterest.
What the fuck is that?
It's an internet.
Look at us getting educated.
It's an internet application.
I know this is going to be an educational piece.
Yeah, really.
And look, I'm bringing shit to the show. I know this stuff. Pinterest is an internet application.
Took you a year. Thanks.
Bite me.
Or not. You're dirty. That's why you scratch your back like bear.
I am not.
You're not clean.
I took a shower right before I came here.
Use water.
Soap.
Soap and water.
Soap. No, I just use soap.
That's going to flake.
That's why I'm so itchy.
Okay, there you go. So what's this pin? Pinterest.
And I mean, I think that's how it's pronounced because I've never heard it said, but I only see it. But it's a website that people just, I don't see what the big use for it is, but it's almost like an internet bulletin board where they just put up pictures of things that they're interested in or links to websites that they think other people would find interesting. Yeah. It's kind of just like a bulletin board to say, look at all the shit I like.
You know what then? In honor of that, I'm going to go as MySpace and just fucking have nothing on me.
I have pictures of people running away.
If we could just do websites, that's what I'll fucking do.
I know. I think that.
Or you know what I'll do? Or maybe I'll Facebook and like a big arrow go pointing down like my fucking stock value. I don't know. We could go as websites. I had no idea.
I think it's bizarre costume, but whatever.
The adult honey boo boo.
Ah, that's great.
This should be followed with it. Now somebody else should have like a gun and be able to shoot them.
There was actually somebody who dressed like Honey Boo Boo at the party.
There was. Yeah. Oh, that's great. I knew that was going to be big.
Is it really great?
Yes, yes.
Go to fucking Tennessee. They're all dressed that way.
I know, right? Well, that was like the year that the, what was the name of that band? The B-Girl?
Yes,
from that video?
Yeah, Blind Melon. Right,
yeah, thank you. The B-Girl was huge that Halloween.
Mm.
You know, it's the same thing. Like,
yeah.
Especially funny when large men dress as them.
Yeah.
To me, especially funny.
That's what I should have. I always wanted to dress like the Good Fairy.
It's going to be a stretch. Not the fairy part.
I've got an outfit for you, Joe.
Oh, that would be great. I'll
set you up.
That's what I should have done.
Good fairy, complete with another cock in his ass.
No, because Joe does not look feminine at all. And so that's why it's
really... Got that going for you?
No, you just don't. You know, like some guys have...
Oh,
like,
you should see him sachet.
That's kind of...
You should see when Paris packs for a trip.
No, some some guys have those slightly feminine features that if you put them in
not.
A no, you don't either. But if you put them in a dress, it would be like, oh, I wonder. But no. You, neither of you could wear a dress and not have people laugh. Like, I get the joke, you know?
We were driving back from the abortion. I mean, the Jet game. which I actually texted Joe. I texted Joe. I go, the Jets are abortion afterbirth. Yeah. I just texted. And I think I insulted abortion afterbirth with that. But we're driving down the road. My friend's driving me home, and I see a guy walking down, and I go, he's gay. He's just sashaying around. Joe doesn't sashay.
No.
His knuckles drag against the ground. It's hard to sashay when you do that.
No, yeah. No, you don't have the sashay down.
Let me tell you something. At the party, we were in the hot tub, right? So
that's a little gay.
No, well, no.
Bunch of men. And kids in a hot tub.
No children.
Well, hello. Do you know where he was?
Of course, I know where he was.
Of course, children. No. I didn't say that. I didn't say Joe was hugging him, but of course, children.
I was walking around like half the night with a towel around me because I was going in and out of the pool to get beer.
Yeah.
And people are taking pictures and they're like, oh, I go, there's my costume.
What, pool boy?
Yeah, pool boy.
All right. I like this one. Mitt Romney's binders full of women costume. I like that one.
That is kind of funny.
Then the binders full of women costume sans Mitt Romney.
No.
Bane. That's from the Batman movie. That's cool.
I didn't see the Batman movie, so
that
I'm
like
not aware
a big
of.
Enemy. But I think now again I'm inspired. I'm just thinking about maybe I go as a movie screen with gunshots in it. Just a white sheet with a gunshot, you know, as a tribute to the movie in Colorado.
Oh God.
Too soon?
Oh yeah.
Could be.
Ow.
Fuck it.
Ow.
We don't live in Colorado. We have our own tragedy. We have Sandy. I'll go with Seaside Heights, just fucking debris and Snooki.
Pieces of boardwalk.
Hope you guys tuned in. I don't get this one at all. The 50 Shades of Grey for your dog.
I don't know why they specifically did it for the dog.
Is there
so
a lot of dogs?
So he can hump your leg.
No, but it was funny. I remember seeing the
Didn't you try all different things then? Well, because the 50 Shades of Grey has, like, different sexual positions. Obviously, the humping
well,
is
how
the
many
regular.
Tricks can you teach the dog?
I don't know, but if he's going to have 50 Shades of Grey, I'm expecting more than just fucking my leg.
Oh, is it going to be
well, you got everybody on the... Everybody's getting...
I'm expecting more from my
demanding
dog.
Demanding all sorts of shit from everybody.
I know,
he's, like, fucking biting me and just enough so I like it, but it hurts. At the
is it going to have leather on and have a little, like...
See, I got your bag. You see, Joe, I know where I'm going with this shit. Trust me.
Just have a little red ball in its mouth and, you know...
I think that's the Bane costume. But then they can't. Lick themselves, and that's the best part about being a dog.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Just piss off your dog. He's got the red ball going against his little red balls.
I'm surprised they ever leave the house because, you know, if the situation were reversed, we would not.
So what do we got?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Bird. There's no, that's because.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Already, it's too old.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
But if you could lick yourself, you'd never leave the house. That's timely, huh?
I'm just saying
that's cutting edge, brand new stuff.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the whole Big Bird costume. I think it's already passed. Like the whole big, you know, folder all about him talking about Big Bird.
Well, it's still it's still topical enough where people would get it.
Yeah, I guess people would get it.
I'm sorry, you know what? They should fucking wait till today to decide what costume they're going to get. They shouldn't do something from a week ago because Miss Pip Helix fucking ironic corn is going to fucking get bitchy about you.
No, I wouldn't be bitchy about it. I'm just saying not the best choice.
You would thumb your nose.
No.
You're a nose thumber.
No, not at all.
I'm a nose thumber.
I'm extremely nice to all the people that come dressed to my door.
As opposed to the ones who come undressed.
I know.
Where you give them a score and
those
look.
Those people I am not nice to at all.
I like this one. Evil flow from the progressive insurance commercials.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny. Because she is a little cheery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see her snapping.
Yeah, that would be great.
Joe, what are you fucking up?
Huh?
Yeah, what are you fucking up? What is that noise?
I'm putting that that great disc that you gave me.
Don't blame me.
Ooh, wow. I don't know if you that carried over the air, but you should hear the sounds of his computer.
Sounds like the Jetsons car.
Of course it's carrying
it's
over
it's like puttering
these.
Out.
It does sound like the Jetsons car. It's fucking weird.
Oh, my God. It sounds like I got a bird stuck in there.
All right. Fuck it. Guess that's not going to play.
Oh, no, you know what? It was probably not pushed down all the way.
Learning CDs with Joe Curry.
Yeah.
And this is why I get mad, because you can't even put a CD in properly.
Oh, I'm sorry. When they played that clip too early, that was just a little mistake.
I didn't play it too early, Joe.
Have to understand. We're 5 minutes before the actual bit.
No, Joe, I had to load it up and it automatically starts.
Oh, okay.
All right, and the final one, Felix Baumgartner. That's the guy that jumped like from the edge of space.
Oh, okay. How would you?
It's kind of like, I think it's like kind of like a NASA type costume, but a little different.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to picture how.
But
you
that's
do
kind
that.
Of a cool costume.
That is go. A cool thing. Mm-hmm. That was a really interesting story. I mean, who knew you could do that?
I think Joe should investigate how, if it can be replicated. Just go a little higher.
No. We were talking earlier about his jet ski incident 1 year. It's like, if you really want to kill him, put him on a jet ski. Apparently,
oh yeah, that happened.
Well, those are some of the new costumes for 2012. I thought of a couple of others.
Okay.
I was inspired by last week we talked about the little girl who dressed as a skunk and was shot by a man because he was confused. So I'm like, you know what? I think I like the idea of a skunk costume. We just need to improve the skunk costume. So the new skunk costume is made of Kevlar.
Kevlar skunk. I think he should have improved his own costume and turned the gun around.
That would be good, too. And it comes with a bright orange sign that says, "Don't shoot, stupid." Just so there's no confusion. That
not real game.
That skunk knows English. Maybe we should talk before I shoot.
No talking. I saw the whites of his eyes.
Were you inspired? I mean, I like the corn.
No, that's what I was talking about. Okay. My two in the front.
Right, Joe, you got anything?
Yeah. I want to.
Yeah, he's like fucking yell. Yeah, I do, asshole.
I just said yes.
All right.
It's like that with the drink. You hurt my feelings about the bottle of water.
You were a dick.
I wasn't a dick. I was just. Where is it?
Yeah, say it like that.
Yeah, it was after you berated me out in the parking lot.
Did I berate you?
You certainly did. Go on, Joe.
All right. I want to tape a little boy to my crotch and be Jerry Sandusky.
Oh.
Tape a little girl. You could be your pal. All you need is fucking Velcro and $2, Joe. You can sell to men and women. You're going to get rich, my friend.
Yeah, always thinking.
And you'll always be invited over to the compound and good tickets for Penn State.
Hey, listen, if he could tape $2 to it, I think he'd be popular with anybody.
No, they're little dolls.
Oh, okay.
They're like the Dolly Pop dolls. Dolly Pop. Remember that?
No.
That was Dolly Pop? What was Dolly Pop?
I guess when I was growing up.
When I was a boy.
There was these like little dolls that you would snap on different outfits, and they were called Dolly Pops.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. But yeah, anything that was on television during the time that I was like your age at that thing, I have probably the memory of the...
But when I was the age I was at the time, like 5 or 6, you were a teenager.
Yeah, I know.
So if we were watching the same programming, you're, again, related to his pal.
Exactly. Well, I have the same problem when I'm talking to my husband because he's 9 years older than me, and so we don't have the... Like, I'll remember that thing from Sesame Street when you were little? He goes, "I was smoking pot behind the bleachers when you were watching that, okay?" And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Blowing it in the little baby's face.
Yeah, we were not watching the same programs. But... Sorry.
That's fine. For our Republican friends, this is a costume for both mother and baby. Because, you know, a lot of times mother and baby like to go out together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby's first Halloween, that type of thing. Or you can't find a sitter for the big party and everything. You know, big Halloween party. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know what, do something for baby and mommy.
Okay.
Go together. For the mother, we have a lovely shirt with a hanger and the Ghostbuster sign over it.
Okay.
And for the precious baby, we have a onesie that says God's Little Rape Gift.
Oh! Oh! Oh, Jesus.
You try that on stage?
Absolutely not. Not the Knights of Columbus.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the Knights of Columbus.
I don't want to go with the subject really quickly. How much did you have to tone it down? Because I didn't stay for your act, which, you know.
I didn't tone it down. I didn't go. I didn't say fuck.
Yeah.
The two times where I would have said fuck.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't go after the priest. So I went after the Jesus a little bit.
Right.
But because this was the Knights of Columbus. But yeah, I mean, I did all the awful Nazi shit and all that stuff. Really? Didn't go after did the Sandusky stuff.
Right.
How'd it go over?
They kind of groaned at the Sandusky stuff, which earned my scorn, as you might imagine.
Yes.
And I went after them for that. But I thought it was like very funny because it was very fancy Knights of Columbus. They had the black like drape behind us.
Right.
And I'm like looking around. I couldn't find the Jesus. And I go, "Where's Jesus? Behind the drape?" And he was. Like, yeah, we don't want him to hear this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go, but it's nice because they left the lamp on. Oh, you gave Jesus something to read by. But yeah, yeah, and you didn't tone it down that much.
No, not really, no.
No, they were good Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, they were good.
So what else you got, Joe?
I'd like to be dressed half Romney, half Obama, and be in a bicycle and backpedal about everything.
Oh, nice.
I think
nice.
Romney is already half Romney and half Obama. If you watch that last debate.
It's like, I agree.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You know what? I think I'm voting for Obama. I agree.
I like the backpedaling part.
That's very good. That's creative.
That's really good.
You're very creative, Joe. Let's see, we got about, I guess, should we
I'm dying about the rape baby. Oh,
well, that was good though, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Rape baby, there in the womb. Da, 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 da. Remember that song, Beach Baby? You sing it today?
Yes.
Rape baby. I can't believe we just did that.
Rape baby.
We lost sound again on Levy Land.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It
no
crapped
dear
out.
No dear.
So we lost like a bunch of people. I don't know why the fuck that happened. Good thing I checked in with it. Yeah. That's the problem with this technology. That's why I'm really on edge with this shit.
Yeah.
Because I just can't take it anymore.
No, it's really difficult.
It craps out. Like, you guys saw I meticulously have everything.
Yeah, you
set
were
up,
ready.
Ready to go, and that shit craps out.
And it, well.
How do you think I feel before a gig? Because, like, I had everything set up, nice to go, and then when the gig starts, it just
it
screws
goes
up. It's the most frustrating thing ever. Ever.
The radio station my husband works at, they have really bad equipment. And a couple of times I would fill in for him. And the CD players, well, there were two CD players because, you know, you want to be able
now,
to
do you
segue
know how to press the CD down properly? I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, I do. But the CD players, each one worked a different way. So you had to remember which one you were in. And one was on one pot and one was on the other one on the board. And the problem with these two CD players is that one had a lot of lead time and the other one didn't. So you had to remember what the different personality quirks were ones. And one of them had a timer on it because, you know, you have to back count stuff when you're on the radio and you have, you know, specific times you're supposed to end. And one of them didn't work. But the reason that the owner wouldn't replace some of the stuff is because the morning guy is blind and he likes all this equipment.
The morning guy is blind.
The morning guy is blind and he doesn't like any new equipment because he has to learn
it. Special Olympics?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, speaking about special things, I learned something.
don't send it to yourself when he's a Special Olympics, Joe. Have you learned nothing?
No, but did you?
Joe learned.
Did you see the press conference today with the sign language people?
I saw nothing today.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, I was very inspired by that. The sign language. It's good that we can give the retarded a job. The sign language woman from Mayor Bloomberg. The faces she's making and everything, just completely like fucking ran too hard into a wall.
Oh, yeah. But you want to know something? Sign language is the same in Spanish as it is in English.
Yes.
I learned that today.
You know, it's funny, like when there's a second, I'm like, wait, why isn't she doing it again? And I'm like, oh.
That's what I said. I'm
because
like, oh, I guess it's universal.
Because that's the language.
Just puts an O at the end of it.
Yes.
But is she like
that? You see what they do in Spanish? She puts a sombrero on.
God.
Then every language, he puts a hat on.
Then halfway through the news conference, the Republicans take her out and ship her back to Mexico because she's taking an American's job.
Wow. Yeah.
And she did look retarded, though.
Was Mayor Bloomberg's press conference?
Yeah, the short-haired chick.
Yeah, she looked cute.
Really?
Yeah.
You really do like fours and fives.
No.
She wasn't even a five.
Yeah, she was all right.
She was fucking retarded.
Okay.
I mean, she knows sign language, so, well, she might not be retarded. She might be an ape. We could treat an ape sign language.
But now, what was with the faces that she was making?
She's that'll be great radio. What's the faces she's making?
No, but were they incongruous with what she was saying? Yeah.
She wasn't saying anything. She was doing sign language.
I know, but was she
incongruous? How the fuck do I know what this means?
You know what's funny? Can you imagine, you know, screwing a deaf girl? You know, when she comes, you get slapped in the face because she's coming.
That's the sign language for I'm coming?
I guess. We should ask next time we meet a deaf person, we got to ask him.
That's the first thing we should say.
Oh, my God. Hi. When you come, how do you let the other person know?
You just seem to do the thing over and over.
Up like, glory, glory, glory.
You're doing jazz hands when you come?
Jazz hands. Better hold on, bitch. This ride's not over yet. I think she's trying to tell me something.
Jazz hands. Oh, Jesus.
Better than jizz hands.
Make it look like a chorus line. Jazz hands.
One vowel changes the whole joke.
The jizz hands is later.
It's
the comedy lore of vowels. I'm Lord of Vowels.
Thank God you're not Lord of the Bowels.
Lord of Bowels. I'm Lord of Bowels.
Lord of the Bowels.
Anyway.
I hope you're Lord of your own bowels.
Yes.
Right. Well, let's see. We've got to take a little break here in a few minutes. About 10 minutes, we got to take a break. I think what we'll do is we will come back with the letter that Jerry Sandusky's wife wrote to the judge.
Interesting.
For leniency. So we'll listen to that. But before we get out of here, we have to thank – and we're not going too far. But unless you're listening on Wicked, then we're leaving you for now. Yeah.
Sorry.
But Personal Tarot with Matt is coming on.
Yes.
Mm. But if you're on Levy Land, that doesn't crap out, or Clutch and Wiggle, stick around. We're going to come back after the break. And if you're listening on a replay, stick around. But first, we must thank some people for making this mess possible.
Most certainly do.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York, who just re-upped with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great for learning karate and self-defense, except against the storm. It's not going to help.
Nope.
Fucking roundhouse to the hurricane. You better have a bad attitude. That's what scares it. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school's back in session, although not this week as it turns out. More time with my kid. Yay. Make sure you ask them about their school programs for kids. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. That's smacenters.com. Also, Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza. What is that? Joe, what is that?
Hold on. All right. See what I did that before?
No, because I didn't know what that was.
All right. And well, we didn't know what that was before.
You don't need to know. I'm running the show.
Oh, you told me it was the Hitler sample again.
None of your goddamn business.
Right, anyway. Joe, when you start to accomplish what I need you to accomplish, we'll give you other things on your plate. Until then, okay. Like maybe Frankencorn.
All right.
On his plate.
Oh.
Because he likes corn.
Got
maybe
it.
Be a new type. Fuck. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the Lower Hudson Valley. All their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is the place to go whether you want a slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com. That's L-U-C-A pizzawarwick.com. Make sure you mention David's then for a free fountain soda to go. Also, look at Joe raised his head. This is his favorite plug. Trying to get him a false start. James Thomas Web Design.com. Oh, good silence. Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design.
James Thomas Web Design.
There we go. Is the company for you. Check them out at www.jamesthomaswebdesign.com and tell them Davin's then sent you for a
stupid
question.
Can't read between internet.
What?
Exactly. He thought he was being funny, but it was inaudible, which is the best contribution he's had tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Why can't you do that during your set? Just mumble. I'll have less explaining to do to the client afterwards.
I did a fine job.
You certainly did. You had a very good set.
See?
I wouldn't hire you if you were as bad on the at comedy as you were on the radio. I'd never hire you. Side Splitting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, comics who mumble, Santa Clauses, DJs, murder mysteries, sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call. We'll give you a great price. 551-404-3094. Pip. Who is making this possible for us to be broadcast tonight?
Most of the time, barring technical difficulties, we're live on Tuesdays from Levyland, Clutch and Wiggle, and Wicked from 6:30 to 8. And we are
just on 6:30 to 8 on Wicked. The other one.
The other ones are the whole boat. Thank you. And we are available for download. If you miss the show live, you can listen to it on Stitcher.com, iTunes, DavinComedy.com, Wicked, More Like Radio, and the Android app. When we are at the compound, you can see those shows from ustream.tv/channel live from the compound. Joe?
Hi! Hate Speech Radio with Heather Height and Dave. We had a lovely chat in the hot tub Saturday, so check them out on Levyland.
That's his name? Dave, we had a lovely chat in the hot tub?
Yeah, Dave Harris and Heather Height. Check those guys' show out on ReverendBobLevy.com. Also, the Hooter and Greenway show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MoreLikeRadio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. Another pal of mine, Mick Thomas. Mick Thomas and Tommy Dunseith, grab them for a great time. You can catch them on SoundCloud.com. Mick Thomas Show -1, the Carrie Edelman Show. Carrie Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to listen live or check out past shows. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. Then we had the Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for the Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out at hotlatalk.com. We'd also like to thank the Rain Man and Guy Blow Show. Listen to the Rain Man and Guy Blow Show at rainmanguyblow.com. The Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune in live every Thursday at 9 p.m. and subscribe to their podcast once again at rainmanguyblow.com.
What's Crystal Palace mean?
I don't know. It's probably like a fancy place.
Every time you say, I think of the crystal meth of comedy. You lose your teeth, you become addicted.
Crystal meth.
The crystal meth of comedy.
I think of the crystal cathedral.
Also, I need an assist on this. The Watson and Watson Show. Davin, please finish that up for me.
I'll be happy to, Joe. Thanks for asking. Watson and Watson, which I believe now is on Levyland. Wicked. And, of course, and also on Stickham on their own is on 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Watches Mother and Son battle it out, duke it out. Watson and Watson.
Nice.
.com.
There we go.
Check them out. They're very funny.
I wonder if the mom says to him, it's none of your damn business.
Pretty much. I bet, though, if Johnny wanted a recipe.
Yeah, I know. That's.
I mean, but I don't want to understand that about your mom, Joe. She was an Italian mom, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she want those recipes passed down?
Oh, because that was hers. That she, you know why? Because.
But yeah, her son.
You want to know why? Because my mother was a phenomenal cook. I thought
she thought you would fuck it up.
Well, I always held Joanne to the same standard as my mother until my aunt explained to me that.
That's not counterproductive for a marriage.
No, that doesn't.
In the cooking department. So anyway.
In the cooking. Okay. In the cooking department. So your mother knew how to microwave corn too?
No, my mother was a phenomenal cook. And the thing was, is that I thought always thought she was, but when she first got married, she wasn't. And my father, who was not a pleasant person a lot.
He was not nice about it.
So my mom earned her stripes.
Oh.
So I guess when those recipes.
Being married to your dad was like being in the military?
I'll never forget the time my mom made macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And he wasn't pleased and held my mother down on the couch and was yelling at her. And I'm watching this as like a 5-year-old kid. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's not normal.
No.
No. Macaroni and cheese led to a full blowout?
In Mr. Curry's defense, really, how do you fuck up macaroni and cheese?
But she didn't. She used to make it great. My father was just very.
What was wrong with it, Joe?
I don't know. I was 5. I thought it tasted good, but
well, you're 5. What's your palate now?
I know.
Ever since, because I used to eat boogers at 5. You know,
yeah, 5-year-olds have sophisticated.
Where's the boogers, Ma?
But no. Ever since then, every time my mother would serve macaroni and cheese, it'd be good. But I'm like,
yeah.
So, do you get like the flinches when like someone puts some mac and cheese in front of you now?
Till this day,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Till this day,
that would too. That would put the fear of God in me.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
now was he drinking a lot when he?
No, my father. No, Stone Cold Sober. Yeah.
Really? Maybe he should have had a drink.
Just had a bad temper.
Over macaroni and cheese.
You know what though?
I'd be like, cook it yourself.
It's never about macaroni and cheese. You know those kind of fights. They're never really about what you're looking at.
Joe's like, no, it was about mac and cheese.
No. Those fights are never about the surface thing. There's something else going on. It's some power play. Something else that's going on.
You think holding her down? You think there might have been a power play going on?
Yeah, I think.
Really, Dr. Phil?
Yeah. Yes. But, you know.
We're going to try to solve Joe's problems in 2 minutes.
My temper is very bad, and my father's temper is very bad. It's a very Curry thing. All Curry men have very bad tempers.
Mm.
But I never got that way with my
she won't put up with that shit.
But I just never would ever lay a finger on it.
My
father broke my mother's nose one time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why are you doing this right before we go to break? We got 1 minute. We got to do fucking plugs.
I think Joanne could deck you.
Huh?
I think Joanne can take it.
I never lay a finger on
that. I know you would.
Even when they had sex, never a finger. You stand there, I'll stand here.
I never lay a finger. Things have been broken in lieu of her, but...
Well, that happens.
Yeah.
Usually momentum on this show, but...
I'm broken.
All right. Speaking of momentum on shows, does Mr. Helix have anything coming up?
Nothing right now.
Joe, anything this weekend?
If it is still there.
Hypothetically.
Fingers crossed. I will be at Uncle Vinny's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Have you tried to call them?
No, I haven't had a chance to call because I didn't know if the phone was going to be up. But hopefully I should be there. Hopefully everything's working out with Dino. And then I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club on Sunday.
You were just there.
I know. I'll be back.
Oh, my God.
They like him.
They must have good mac and cheese there. This Thursday, if they have power, November 1st, 2012, I'll be giving a presentation on what's offensive and why people get offended as it pertains to audiences and entertainment.
Oh, is that the one that you were in the car talking to those ladies?
Yes. Ah. Yes, that's the one. Yes. Are you qualified? I think so.
When is this? When is this again? I'm sorry.
Thursday.
I wish I could go.
I'll take it.
Just left it. Not again. Just to meet those yentas that were busting your balls. All right.
I'll be giving this free. One of them wasn't even Jewish, but she yented it up anyway.
She did a fine job.
Yeah. You don't have to be a Jew to be a yenta.
That's true. I'll be giving this presentation at 12:45 at the JCC on the Palisades in Tenafly, New Jersey. For information, call 201-569-7900. 201-569-7900. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. Joe is going to hit the music. That is V. That is actually comedian Paul Vanier. He used to be a singer. It's actually a pretty good CD. If you guys are listening on Wicked, stick around. Matt's personal tarot's coming around. If you're listening on Clutch and Wiggle and Leavey Land, we're just going to take a 10-minute break. If you're listening on replay, same rules apply. Just take a 10-minute break. Or listen to the music and stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Hurtful teases that knowing stare. Come tomorrow, I'd plead, steal, or borrow a moment of sorrow just to be with you. Eyes that freeze me, I can't resist. You won't please me, not one kiss. You once told me that you'd control me. You must have sold me, 'cause I can't say no to you. No, wish you'd leave me, then deceive me. Just relieve me from this craziness. Ooh, oh, oh. You can have me. Ooh, try and stop me, 'cause I'm addicted to your madness. I just felt it, couldn't help it. I just felt it with the sight of you. Now you can hurt me or desert me, just alert me to this strangeness. All this strangeness, you can. Just feed me all my sadness. You just leave me feeling helpless, helpless. You know I'm addicted to your madness. See your face everywhere I go. I hear your name, it's all I know. I'm not complete, I've come undone. I didn't know till you were gone. It's quiet now, without you here. It's been 2 weeks, it feels a year. Nothing now means a thing. I've given up on everything. I always took for granted everything I had. Why must life's lessons always feel so bad? And it's too late to take back all the things I've said. And now my second chance has fled away. What will I do now you've passed away? All alone. pay for all I've done. I can't believe the things I did to make you leave. I always took for granted everything I had. Why must life's lessons always be so bad? It's too late. Take back all the things I've said. My second chance has fled away. I can't stop myself from wondering the difference of what was and might have been. That's the world that I live in. Now without you, without you, I see your face everywhere I go. I hear your name. That's all I know. I'm not complete. It's such a sin. I'll never know what might have been. Where do we go now? Everything is gone somehow. My life's been washed away. No need to pray. Cause there's no God in this town. If there was, he would have let me drown in the sea of this devastation. Religion is no consolation. Everything I had is gone. Memories are all I own. What do we do now? Our town is good as dead now. Our lives won't be the same. Desperate's our middle name. Cause some giant came and bought the mill. Our jobs are gone and so's our will. Can't take this degradation. My path is towards annihilation. Everything we are is gone. Nothing left to call our own. Life is hard in this small town. Life is hard everywhere around. Leaving from this small town. Though this town's been their only home. Hey! Yeah! Why do we care now? Nothing really matters now. If we could go back in time and put our lives on rewind. Cause everything we held as dear is gone and been replaced by fear. There's no compensation. Only thing is condemnation. Nothing left to keep us strong. We've given up and beaten down. Life's been hard in this small town. Life's been hard everywhere around. We've left from this small town. Though this town was their only home. Only home. All we know.
It is time for a pork duel! That is right, pork duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave, sit down, kick back. Up your shoes. Phew, phew. Okay, okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. That was the music of Paul Vanier. During the break, there's also a comedy known as the Comedy Tornado.
Very funny guy. Very funny guy. Love it. Sweet, one of the sweetest guys you'd ever want to meet, too.
He's a very nice man.
Yes.
Your mic's on? I saw you checking with it over there.
Doesn't hurt to check.
So we got first responder Jeff Elias on his way. He'll be here in a little while. But there's another first responder that got a lot of attention. Because you know what? The children's formative years, that's the first impression you make. And when you, and nobody made a greater first impression, or at least a larger first impression, than Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, God.
As everybody knows, Jerry Sandusky had a little run-in with the law. Turns out he's going to be cock bait in prison for a while.
You know, I don't feel sorry for him.
No. Listen, rape's good. Maybe he'll get a little rape baby. But his wife, Dot, I believe.
Dottie
Sandusky wrote to the judge, a little leniency. Wrote on his behalf,
mm-hmm.
And we actually got a copy. This is actually the real letter.
Yeah.
It was released. This is not made up.
Yeah, this isn't our comedy. This is her comedy.
This is not our comedy. Well, thank goodness for that.
Right. Over the music?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
We have some Penn State fight song music, because you know those kids weren't fighting because they didn't know better.
No, they weren't fighting hard enough. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
We are rape victims.
Now, dear Judge Cleland, is it Cleland?
Cleveland?
Maybe it's Cleveland from
the
family.
It looks like Cleveland.
That's where I live, in Cleveland.
I am Dottie Sandusky. I'm not, but
you might know
me
as the silent accomplice.
Yeah. Jerry Sandusky's wife of 46 years in September.
And I don't know shit, really. Don't press charges against me.
It is with a heavy heart I write this to you. I have known Jerry for 47 years.
And I never 50 times caught him.
And he has always been truthful with me, even if it hurt.
He even told me he loves me.
Yeah, I'm sure it did hurt.
What? My husband Jerry always wanted anal. I don't know where he got that from.
Hmm. He is a very upfront man, apparently not.
Turn around!
And a man of very high morals.
Well, by high, you mean he'll fuck any 10-year-old in sight.
Yeah. Yes. Jerry always put others before himself.
Yeah, the 10 kids he did in the ass.
But you know, well, in his defense, you know, maybe he's letting the kids come first.
Yeah. He's a gentleman.
What?
He's a gentleman.
He certainly is.
And always wanted to make each person feel special, no matter who they were.
You know what? And that's how you do it. You go, shh. Yeah. You're my only one. Don't tell mommy and daddy. You're special.
Mm.
Does she know she's writing a creepy letter?
No, I don't think she's aware of it. Like all of us, he has his faults.
Like raping children.
Yeah.
Can't we overlook it?
One of my faults is forgetting to put the garbage out, but that's pretty much the extent.
Joe has a bad child, but when he's upset, he never fucks someone.
Yeah.
One, he is cares so much for people.
He certainly does.
And always wanted them to reach their potential.
Oh, yeah.
By potential, he meant orgasm. It's not just about me, little Johnny. You need to come, too.
This is my favorite line. Therefore, he pushes them hard.
And that's the problem.
He pushes them hard.
And that's what
sometimes
got him in
they
trouble.
Would tear and rip, but Jerry kept on pushing. Pushing and put, much like he's being pushed in prison
that's
now.
That's true.
One 42-year-old man who was in the second mile stopped by the other day and told me how thankful he is to Jerry for pushing pushing him to be the best he could be.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, before you, I didn't know I was gay, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that funny walk, where do you think that came from?
He said,
I don't walk, I skip. And that's all because of you, Coach Sandusky.
He said, what I learned from Jerry has made me a better husband and father.
You had a swallow.
Wait, hold on. Let's stop that. What would make him a worse husband and father?
Well,
are you fucking him with barbed wire on your cock? I mean, that's really the only way to make a worse husband and father.
All right, no, kids, bend over in the shower. Let's go.
This is a 42-year-old.
He made me a better husband. Before, when I was raping children, I wouldn't make sure the water was dripping on them so they would get chilly. Now I absorb the chilliness, and they're nice and toasty as I rape them. I learned that from Jerry.
This is a young man who had many strikes against him.
Yeah, all across the face with a cock.
You're slapping me with your cock. This is not the type of motivation I was looking for.
Jerry was...
I can't take my eyes off your nuts.
Jerry was a wonderful father to our six children.
Except the one that came out and said he was raped by him.
Yeah. We thank God each day for bringing them into our life.
Yeah, they're thanking God for getting them out.
He treated each one as if they were our biological children.
Hold on. Jeff just walked in, our EMT. Before you think we're a bunch of total creeps, I should probably, because we're reading the story, the letter that Dottie Sandusky wrote to the judge before Jerry was sentenced. You know Jerry Sandusky, love children?
As soon as I walked in, all I heard was rape.
Yeah. Right place.
He said as soon as he walked in, all he heard was rape.
So that's what we're talking about. It's not like we always talk about child rape.
No.
Well, most of the time, but...
Not like we shy away from child rape, but...
Okay, so where were we? Our house was a fun house.
A very, very fun house. Our shower was a fun shower.
Yeah.
There was soap and water and lube.
And mirrors all over it.
And Kleenex to wipe away the children's fears.
And why were there grab handles by the soap dish?
You don't want a child to slip and fall and hurt themselves. They might sue.
With lots of games, picnics, laughs,
and play hide the salami. Oh, there it is, in between your little ass cheeks.
Oh, there were always lots of people around, whether it was friends of our kids.
Or other people that would watch.
Second mile kids or neighbors.
What is this fucking second mile? Is that his charity?
That's how long you had to chase him before he got him.
You're better off on the fucking 8 mile or the green mile than being with that second mile.
I never saw him do anything inappropriate to any child.
Because he always did it in the basement while I was quote-unquote asleep.
Because you turned the other way.
Just like the children.
If I had, as a mother and grandmother, I would have taken action.
As a wife and somebody who can't come to terms, I would have done what I exactly did and write this stupid letter now, 46 years too late.
Jerry is not the monster everyone is making him out to be.
No, he's worse.
Many times, he would give up much of his free time.
Now he's going to give up all of his free time.
Which was not many hours when he was a coach to make a sporting event of one of the kids he was trying to help.
All right. Certainly was a sporting event.
Yeah, right.
We're going to work on your cardio. How's your stamina, little Jimmy? You got to push till you pop it.
Sometimes he would drive 2 hours to spend time with these
kids. Hold on. I want to stop right now.
Yes.
I just want you to know that sometimes Jeff, our EMT, allows his child to stay here with us. I wonder if that's going to continue after this display.
No, it's not. One of the accusers called Jerry and said he could not do his schoolwork because his computer broke. And Jerry found a used computer that someone was not using and gave it to him.
Now, of course, he had to wipe the hard drive before he gave it to him.
How much child porn was on that thing?
Well, that's what I mean. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah.
Most of the things he gave to the accusers were used or given to him by people who wanted to help these young men.
Like what? Like venereal diseases. Yeah. Like jizz. Like a cock.
Like a geck.
Like a Penn State t-shirt that was passed down from child to child as "You're my favorite December baby."
Oh, well. I used to believe in
our... still football season. It's bowl season. If they take it, you know, if you're like a 10-year-old during bowl season, that means you have the tightest ass because he's going to take you to the bowl game. Look, they're cheering for that joke.
Yeah, I used to believe in our protective system.
Like condoms.
But now
and keeping your stupid mouth shut. Don't you know it's our secret?
But now have no faith in the police or legal system.
No, because it took them this long.
To think that they can lie and get by with the lies. The press has been unbelievable. People who have not met us are writing untruths.
No, the testimony is pretty much what got him in trouble.
As far as our son Matt goes, people need to know what kind of person he is.
Scared. A rape victim.
Scared.
Scared. He shakes, but not because of Jerry's cock.
We have forgiven him many times for all he has done to our family, thinking that he was changing his life.
We told you, you're gay. Take what your father gives you.
But he would always go back to his stealing and lies. He has been diagnosed with bipolar, but he refuses to take his medicine.
But the crabs did not stick.
Yes. Yeah, he took his medicine, all right. He has had many run-ins with the law and stolen money and items from our family.
But he never fucked a child in the ass, like my husband has.
You know what the problem is? Jerry didn't have enough run-ins with the law.
Yeah. We still love him and want the best for him, but because of his actions, we cannot express this to him. I pray each day that God will give me the strength to do what is right and that I will be able to hold our family together.
Really? Nice family. Your kid, your husband's a pedophile. Your kid's a fuck-up. Congratulations.
But you don't want them joining other families, Joe.
That's true.
Thanks for listening. Sincerely, Dorothy D. Sandusky.
She goes, thanks for listening?
Yes.
It's a fucking letter. He's reading. He's not listening. Unless he was listening to this shit. Well, and then maybe the judge would have had a good laugh.
It was dated 2 weeks after her husband's conviction. That's when you start writing this stuff?
Nice, yeah.
But what do you think? You're going to get a letter writing campaign?
Everything is late to get going with this whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
Including us. Had this one in the hopper for a while.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, that was the letter.
Oh, man. You know, this woman is completely delusional.
Well, she thinks her man, you know, she doesn't know her. Listen, it's hard to admit your husband's a pedophile, I guess. Ask my wife. I don't know. I guess it's hard to come to terms.
Let me tell you something. If my inspection's up on the car, she calls the cops.
Yeah. Throw
me under the bus.
Throw you under the bus.
My husband wouldn't be alive to go to jail.
He wouldn't be alive to go to jail?
He wouldn't be alive to go to jail.
Alive to go to jail.
If he'd done something
like
this.
Why, you bury him underneath your hoard?
Yeah, absolutely.
And let the cats eat him?
I have it look like an accident.
Everything fell on him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing how that dagger fell on his back.
Yeah. Oops, 47 times.
15 tons of books. How did
that
happen?
Such a klutz. He's so silly. Mm. All right, you guys are listening to Davin's, and we have Jeff Elias, first responder in studio.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to interview him. He was just out... Go around, Joe.
You'll never make it that way.
Yeah, too much crap over here.
Sorry.
Joe, do me a favor. Turn on his microphone because it's got a switch. Jeff was out in Sandy yesterday and today. So he's going to tell us what he saw about those experiences. If you guys, longtime listeners of the show, Jeff is married to Kate Elias, who is the 9/11 first responder who we interviewed last year, who ran the morgue down by one of the fallen towers. So apparently the two of them like to put themselves in bad situations.
Yeah, apparently.
So hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing? Thanks for having
me. Did you turn on his mic?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good boy. So, all right, so what exactly is your job?
Well, my job as an EMT is just to respond to 911 calls where I work and help whoever needs it.
We need help here. Yeah, Jerry's kids needed help.
They do.
Who do you work for? Do you work for the state or a private?
For a private company.
You work for a private. What's the difference between working for a private company and a municipality? Sellout, capitalist pig. But like, are you guys getting the same 911 calls?
We, my company is mostly contracted out to nursing homes and other state facilities like that.
Oh, so you're not like getting the tree fell on me unless they're in a nursing home.
If someone calls the tree fell on them, it's usually because the volunteers are too busy.
Oh, so you guys are their backup?
Yeah, we're their backup.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you are doing some of that stuff too. I imagine you're pretty busy. Did you work throughout the whole storm?
I worked, yesterday and today.
All day? How much sleep have you had?
Well, I got some sleep last night because once we're in a state of emergency, usually if it's not life-threatening, we won't go out.
Really?
Yes.
Pussy.
Look at the slide. Really?
Yeah,
he was a former Ramin, Joe.
I know.
No, but I mean, you're not allowed to be out.
Right.
You can't. It's not like it's your decision.
It's I think during a state of emergency, if... You're given a last chance to evacuate. If you don't, that if you call 911, we may or may not come get you.
May or may not. Wow. Listen, you're on your own. It's Katrina, baby.
It's not like martial law where, like, if you stay, you're arrested. You're allowed to stay during a state of emergency.
Right.
You don't have to evacuate.
So, what'd you see while you were out there driving around?
Just a lot of big trees everywhere.
Falling on things?
Just everywhere.
I saw, like, you posted a picture on Facebook. Did it fall on, like...
No, I had a patient in the back, and I was driving... to drop him off at a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And a tree branch hit the windshield.
While Ooh, you're driving.
Wow.
Yes. Holy shit.
Damn. That's so what happens in that situation?
I ducked.
Well, that's wow. step
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I couldn't move over because there was a guy from Jersey next to me.
Well, it's only because from New Jersey is why you didn't swerve into him.
Well, I would have. You know, he shouldn't be driving. He should be in his own state. Why is he in New York?
Well, they called him in to fuck you up. Right. So like, you see this tree coming, and it just like smashes.
I didn't see it until the very last second.
Oh, so it's good. So otherwise, you probably would have like flinched and
avoided it.
So did it break your windshield?
Oh yeah, it shattered.
So do you like really? do you continue taking the person on the call?
Yeah, I mean, I just who's going to come help us? There's no one really to help.
Call yourself.
Right. Yeah, when the emergency responder has trouble, it's like, oh, who do I call? Oh, that's right, it's me.
I wasn't impaled with anything. Or, the windshield was still intact.
Is it like reinforced windshields or something?
They are. They're just the regular safety glass, so it didn't shatter and like.
Was there a lot of destruction of ambulance or just you?
Just me.
Bad driving.
I Blame it on the Jersey drivers.
I tried to get it on two wheels, but I couldn't.
Did you see a lot of flooding in the area?
No, to be honest, not a lot.
Where were you working?
In Rockland.
Okay, they got hit pretty good. We got Rockland Orange. We got pretty lucky. We got some winds and everything. Like the side of town, the other side of town where we live is pretty much destroyed.
I like that place in New Jersey. I can't remember the name of it. Sounds like Milwaukee. I don't know.
Munaki.
A levee broke over there, and they got 5 feet of water. And like,
now, wow. if they call for help and everything's under control over here, would you guys go down there?
Well, usually, once you start assessing the damages and whoever needs help, we belong to like an Onion group. It's called Onion United Ambulance. This is in New York. So I don't even know what it stands for. But FEMA will call them, and mm-hmm. they call us. We'll respond to wherever they need us. Like last year, I went up to Binghamton.
Okay.
Wow.
Them out for a while.
How long were you out there for? Like if you go on these calls, because we hear about like all these, ambulance, police, fire. They're helping all these others. How long are you out on a call like that for?
Well, I was in Binghamton for not that long. They didn't really. We went there. We stayed there. I really didn't do that many calls. I think in 4 days, I only did one or two calls.
Okay.
But they put us wherever they need us, and if nothing happens, you don't do anything. Because sometimes Binghamton was flooded. So a lot of them left.
Right, because that was Hurricane Irene last year. So
yeah,
which
got bad up there.
Which
yeah.
do you think was worse, in your opinion, Irene or Sandy?
Damage-wise, I don't know. I mean, there's over 4 million people without power now.
Really? Yep, my house and Joe survived.
Well, it depends where you are. I'm in the island.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My wife said she never lost power.
Go Orange and Rockland.
Oh, no.
We lost no cable either.
Really?
No, everything's cable. I will say positive things about Cablevision, which I never do. But no, we didn't even have a flicker. Everything's working perfectly well. Because I'm a sourpuss, and they don't want to piss me off.
You'll forgive me if I'm not joining in on that, because I don't have power, cable, nothing.
I'm not a huge fan of Orange and Rockland.
No.
Well, I don't know. You could have one of the phone calls that call me every other day, so you could fucking switch.
Who else is there to switch to?
I don't know. They call all the time. They walk around the neighborhood. They call. You can switch. You don't have to be Orange and Rockland. Yeah, I can help you with utilities. Now's the time to do it. Were you scared while you're driving out there?
No.
No? Yeah, trees are fucking falling on you. You're fine.
Well, yeah.
What, did they saddle you up? He got another ambulance for you?
Yeah.
You're not scared at all?
No.
It's because he was a Marine.
A Marine?
Yes.
That's what Joe called the Marines before.
Marines.
couldn't get it out.
He just called them the Marines.
The Marines.
That's like a little satellite group of the Marines.
Yeah. Not bad. It's just windy.
Just a little wind.
Just a little wind, a little tree falling down, a little flooding.
That's all.
Just a walk in the park. Where do you think people were prepared for this?
You can never be prepared for like something, because you don't know what the wind's going to be like.
They kind of told us.
You don't know how the tree's going to fall, where the tree's going to fall, how many trees are going to fall, what's going to hit your house,
right?
How long power's going to be out. You can never.
Do you have a generator?
I do not.
You're not prepared.
Yeah.
Expensive.
They're expensive.
$1,500?
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't have one because I figured, it's not going to happen. That's my attitude, which is a really shitty attitude to have. Fuck it, it'll be fine.
I would love to have a generator.
Yeah, there's somebody has a generator in our neighborhood because we hear it every storm now and we stand there and we curse them.
For the price of my wife's stupid iPad, I could have bought a generator.
Well, considering that she works in computers, that's probably not a best move.
What?
Instead of getting her an iPad, getting a generator.
Well, I don't think she'd like a generator for her birthday.
No. Oh, you're so...
What power? Look, honey, the toys will work even when the power's out.
Look, it's a five horse. Oh, you are so sweet.
You are such a romantic.
It's like the best gift ever.
Three outlet five horse. Oh, what a dear.
Now, in my defense...
You're getting some tonight.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Yeah. I know.
You're going to get late. Oh, listen to the hum of the generator behind you.
Well, I treat you like a jungle monkey.
Do you think the towns were prepared, like all the police and the fire?
With these little towns, I don't think so.
No, I was like, they don't know what to do, right?
I think it's too much of them.
You see a lot of police and fire out there?
No, they, I believe...
They were hiding.
Some, once it gets to a certain point, they go inside unless, like I said, it's a life-or-death situation.
But I don't think it ever really got that bad up here last night.
No, but...
It's a little windy.
You kind of, at the point where the storm is at its worst, you kind of just have to hunker down and wait for it to be done and then go out and assess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't want these people in harm's way.
No, unless it's nighttime, there's so much debris flying. The leaves were flying, and it paired my vision, and then there was the tree branch, and bam, I
went. Wow.
What do you think people should do like differently to prepare for this? I mean, we've been through two of these now. I mean, it's going to become a regular occurrence. You know, ever since the Jersey Shore, fucking weather is pissed off at this area.
Just try to get a generator and try to get as much non-perishable food as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have children, you know, if they're young ones, you have diapers and have what you need.
Now, now on your Facebook page, I noticed that you were a little perturbed about people on the road.
It's a state of emergency. Just stay home. There's no...
Give me some of the anger that was on there. There was a lot of anger and hostility on your Facebook.
There's no reason to be out.
What happens if you have a radio show to do?
I don't know. Lucky it wasn't Throat Chop Thursdays. Or they all got Throat Chop
Throat Chop Thursdays. Can we take that?
Yes, you can.
Throat Chop Thursday.
What is Throat Chop Thursday, please?
If someone pisses you off, you give them a throat chop.
Okay.
There you go.
Where is this phrase from?
I don't know. I saw it somewhere. And I just ran with it.
So do you think at this point, I'll leave on this, do you think at this point we need more police, fire, and any EMTs on the payroll?
I don't think you'd never have enough.
I agree with that. Mm. How about you, Joe?
Yeah, I think you should, you know.
Yeah, it's a government job. You know, your side doesn't want those. Joe?
You have enough volunteers out there. You know,
I'll work for free.
Well, you know, a lot of the departments and stuff are volunteers. You know, they have to be more active getting volunteers.
You're not getting volunteer cops.
Well, it depends what the budgets are. I mean, in Nassau, the cops are highly paid. Those guys are making $100,000 a year.
And they deserve it. They get hit on the LIE.
Well, you know what? I mean, it's a dangerous job, but, you know, $100,000, $120,000, and the tax.
Well, we pay A-Rod $30 million to swing and miss and create wins like he did yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to have some sort of control on that.
I don't know. I don't think you can pay those guys enough. Except when they're giving me tickets, then I'm not pleased. But I don't think you can pay the cops, the fire, the EMT. So you can't pay them enough for me. Because they're doing shit I don't want to do.
Yeah.
They were showing, like, in Queens, like, firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, they're past their waist in water.
Yeah.
And they're fighting a fucking fire.
Yeah. I know. That.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get volunteers to do that.
And also, to add to that, you don't know if there's wires in the ground. You know, you assume there might not be
live wires. That's what I'm saying. You can't pay these guys enough. Yeah. I mean, let's cut what we pay politicians.
Mm.
Absolutely.
They get overpaid.
But I think it's a special type of person that, you know, does that. I mean,
they're insane.
You know, I know. Well, there's guys
no offense.
That always wanted to be, no. But there's, like, you know, there's guys that always wanted to be, you know, firefighters and cops and stuff like that. People, I mean, look, you cannot compare a comic to a police officer or a firefighter, but the one thing is the will and the drive to do it. I mean, we always wanted to be comics, and that's what we want to do. And, you know, these guys want.
Well, I mean, I think you can compare. We've done shows where there's been gunfire.
Yeah. But still, it's cannot
verbal.
Understand how anybody would run to fire and to gunfire. I hand my hat to people.
Your
like
pal
that.
Runs to it all the time.
He loves it.
True. Exactly.
That's an aphrodisiac.
But, you know, that's guys like you, I hand my hat to you because you guys do an incredible job, really.
Well, yeah. Jeff, thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for doing what you did yesterday, helping people and not getting killed with the windshield.
I try not to.
Mm-hmm. What was the worst thing that you saw out there, though?
Well,
I was naked.
I didn't see too much.
You shouldn't have done that.
Besides just the destruction of what the trees did to
you. Mm-hmm.
You see trees go through houses?
I didn't see any where I was at, but I did, like, all around Rockland Lake, all those trees, the power lines are down. Out of the road. Down.
I've often said trees are the enemy to society.
And they're all over. We got to stop this.
Well, trees are taking over.
You know, that is, it would be a tremendous undertaking, and it would have to cut into their profits. Orange and Rockland, but they should be putting them underground at this point. Because how many.
We don't have snow and ice that could knock them down either.
No, that never happens.
Are you anti tree now?
No, I'm not anti tree. I'm anti.
Well, why you have to put up the poles? The poles are trees, aren't they?
Yeah.
The poles are trees?
The power line poles.
Those are trees?
I don't know.
They once were.
Well, they were.
They made of wood.
They used to be.
That's true. Although now they make them out of, like, they make the ones out of metal that are supposed to look like trees, which don't fool anybody.
No.
Except for a few stupid squirrels.
Those are the cell towers.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
Oh,
you stink, Verizon.
Yeah.
Fucking woodpecker all pissed off. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know how many beaks I just gone through?
Actually, they were saying on the radio that the reason that a lot of people were having cell trouble getting cell reception was because a lot of the cell towers themselves were knocked out.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, down on the island, we got our asses kicked down there.
Yeah.
It really is bad.
I think they said Long Island hit the worst.
Yeah, everybody but Joe. Like 90% of everybody but Joe. 90% of the island is knocked out of power. Just like Stan is like, fuck it.
Yeah.
He got his power
in Long Island?
Yeah.
Now do you guys live in the same neighborhood?
Yeah. But I'm lucky with an excuse. Irene.
What, do you have a fucking note for Sandy?
Yes.
Because Irene did $3,000 worth of damage to my house and was without power for 8 days. I have my power.
You think Sandy took sympathy? This bastard suffered enough.
I guess. No. There wasn't nothing to knock down.
Maybe
anymore.
Sandy doesn't like sloppy seconds.
Guess not.
You're Irene's bitch. I'm not touching you or your house. Eat your fish sticks in peace.
But around me, the next block and the block after that, a monstrosity.
You like fucking strutting down the block? I got power.
No, you don't.
Just like turning lights on off the house to fucking brag and everything. Wasting gas.
He's got every light blazing.
Just eating like full course meals in the street.
I don't feel guilty because everybody that lost power had power when I didn't. So, you know what? It's your turn.
Yeah, but don't you think that the little twinkle lights in the shape of the words fuck you in the window are a bit much?
I like the way they look.
It's holiday season, you know.
Yeah,
that would be a great thing for Santa Claus. You put that on, like the Jewish family should do that. Fuck you on the roof as Santa, because he's not going to stop anyway. Fuck you. Ho, ho, ho. That would be awesome.
Ho, ho this.
Why doesn't Santa come here? Is it because we're Jewish now? Because we told him to fuck off.
It's not nice to Santa.
Why? You're Santa part-time.
I know.
I would tell you, fuck you all the time.
He has a vested interest in protecting Santa.
He certainly does. Trademark and copyrighted. Well, Jeff, thank you again.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for your service.
You're welcome.
Jeff Elias. Everybody.
I don't care if you were paid for it. It's still a brave thing to do.
It absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah.
Actually, thank to all the first responders and actually to the people that are out there, as much as I'm railing against Orange and Rockland or whatever the power companies are.
Yeah, we'll see whose house gets turned on last, stupid.
I know. They know who I am.
They certainly do. Hip Helix.
But you gotta handle up to all those guys. I mean, like, you know, people that volunteer and stuff like that, they're sitting eating their dinner and they have to answer a call.
Yeah.
Or I have one of my nephews is like on a squad up upstate New York, and with plenty of holidays, he's got
to
go.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, and the guys that they call from other states to come out and whenever there's a storm, and they come in from out of town. I mean, they're leaving their families in whatever situations they've got to up and move from, and they have to come in and take care of our power lines, which are clearly degenerated and need more infrastructure work. Ahem! But they have to come out here and take care of...
Why that pedestal's high tonight?
I know, it is! Oh, I'm pissed! Every time a mouse farts, I'm out of power, I'm pissed off.
Maybe
bills
if
are
your
high.
Cats would kill them.
Big mice. They got big mice up there.
I know, and they're
is that
very...
a gust of wind? No, it's one of Pip's mice farting.
They're very flatulent. Pissed off.
You need better. Yeah, there you go.
I'll leave them better.
You lactose intolerant mice.
Could you imagine being a lactose intolerant mice?
You see a little droppy, you see diarrhea on the windowsill.
my main fucking food, and I can't eat it.
I want to know why you have flying mice that are leaving diarrhea on your windshield.
Windowsill.
Oh, windowsill. Okay, sorry. I heard windshield. I'm thinking, you got flying mice problem?
Well, if a hawk grabs them and then they're in the air, then, you know, they're probably shitting their little brains out. So
well, yeah. If a hawk had me and was flying away with me preparing to eat me, I think I'd be shitting too.
That'd be one powerful hawk.
That would be. That would be a whole team with a harness.
Is it the Atlanta Hawks, the basketball team? What are you talking about?
No. It's like, you know, Santa, you know, there was a reindeer strike. He's using the Hawks now. To pull the sled.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Mr. Jewish. You didn't know about Santa and
Mr.
the sled?
Jewish. Well, glad you asked. Well, let me put on my Jew hat, or as the kids call it, a yarmulke. Mr. Jewish is here to bail you out of horseshit bits.
Thank you, Mr.
you know
Jewish.
Jews are good at comedy, and the shixes are not.
Thank
no,
you,
they
Mr.
Are not.
Jewish.
Thanks, Mr. Jewish. At least I was polite about it.
Mr. Jewish.
Mr. Jewish.
What are you going to do with your life, Mr. Jewish? Well, I'm going to...
I want to sue! Dun, 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 dun. I want to sue! Sue! Dun, dun, dun.
See, he's got a briefcase.
Oh, God.
Mr. Jewish. Ask for him by name. That's enough of this horseshit. Yeah. On to one of our favorite things, scammers. Now, I said, before we get into this, you guys are new listeners, we scam the African scammers. This Friday night, I was home. I was watching Jungle Gold.
No.
Which is about Ghana and, like, the gold rush in Ghana, how these Americans go over there. Now, remember my scammer?
Yeah.
When I was flying to Ghana, which, of course, you remember that,
yes.
Jeff. It was a monumental occasion. I flew to Ghana, Jeff.
Yes.
To meet my scammer and to do a little comedy work. I do it all the time. She believed it. It's fine.
As long as she believed
she
it,
she encouraged
happened.
Me to bring extra money so I could buy gold.
Yes.
And we all thought it was horseshit.
Oh,
we
yeah.
thought she was trying to roll me.
No, she would
it
not.
It turns out you really can buy gold cheap in Ghana.
I know, but she was trying to.
No.
Yeah.
No, Agnes loved me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was out of the kindness of her heart.
I recommend Jungle Gold.
Are we still talking about gold?
Talking about girls and Ghana women.
I know. I thought you're that's some kind
and they're
of...
called Ghanaians, and not Ghanareans like I've been calling them.
Ghanareans.
Well, apparently I was wrong. Mr. Jewish was misinformed.
No, I think you were right.
Ghanareans. So like I told you, we got. I think we're going to have some new people checking out. People who have actually been victims of these scams. And I told them that we pull shenanigans and hijinks. We don't have a lot of it this week, but we'll play a different theme song. We'll play the longer, the extended version, Scam Busters theme song tonight.
Nice.
Where is it? Any moment now. There's a long lead in.
I know.
There it is. Or not. It might be going on. We'll move on.
Here it goes.
There it is. It's the Ghostbusters, but it's Scam Busters. To Joe Kerry Jones.
My excellent production.
Absolutely. We'll start this. I didn't have a lot going on this week. Very light week for me.
Really? But there was just so much going on before. Where has she gone?
I don't know. I did send you a letter. Did you get? Oh, you didn't bring that letter with you. But she's been trying to get in contact with
you. Oh, yeah. No, hang on.
You have that?
Yeah.
We'll get to that. But Wednesday she reached out to me. She tried to get in touch with me. I asked if I was there. And I walked away from the... I think I took a shower or something. And I left the Facebook on. I said, babe, I got the phone from my friend and I was hoping we... Oh, no, she tells me. I'm sorry. Babe, I got the phone from my friend. I was hoping we could talk, but it seems you went off. As soon as I came on, you were doing well. Miss you, babe, and hope everything is going well.
She came on hope?
They always come on hope.
Yeah.
They hope I'm finished. I hope I'm better than I'm really presenting myself. They hope I have more money. They always come on hope.
To a girl named Hope.
She loves me so much.
Hope likes it.
And I just told her I was about to hop in the shower. Sorry, mister. Oh, let's see. And she, then I on Friday I go, hey, hi, love. I've missed you so... I lay it on. I've missed you so much. I guess you've been very busy relaxing. Because remember, she got a week off from the orphanage.
Yeah.
Because she was having all those stress-related problems.
Mm-hmm.
I had hoped to talk to you at some point on the phone during the day. I went to the lawyer yesterday, and to say Rosa's gotten even more frisky would be an understatement. Now, Rosa is the receptionist at the law office where I'm getting my divorce from my wife, and she just wants a piece of the Davin.
Oh, she does. Really bad.
Who can blame her?
She's a frisky one.
When I left the office, she followed me out to my car and pushed up against me and then whispered, "So when are you going to let me rock you? When are you going to let me rock your mic?"
Rock your mic?
That's what Rosa said to me.
I thought you were going to say rock you like a hurricane. How
well,
did she know it was coming?
Stay tuned, kids.
Yeah, Joe, you're right. I think it was some type of sex comedy thing. I don't know. I told her I will email her to set up a date. I have no intention of doing that. She then gave me her new email address since her old one was giving problems. Remember, stupid can't fucking type.
I know. I set up an email address as Rosa so that this woman could berate me by email. But apparently I set up an email address that was too long and complicated and she could not type it out. And the letter that she'd sent me, Davin got a copy of it, but I never got it. So I set up an easier.
I sent you the second one, right?
Yeah, I know that. I don't have that one with me.
She hasn't responded. So anyway, I go. She acts like you do not exist and have not reached out to her. Her boss is set to meet with the judge to get back to trial next week. Makes me feel good. Got really loud in the background.
That's what it did.
Bustin' makes me feel good. All right, baby. Maybe Bustin wants to rock my mic.
Yeah. It's Law Busters! And it was an homage to the lawyer.
Her boss is set to meet with the judge and to get back to trial next week, but I don't know how much longer I can deal with Rosa. Rosa's stressing me out. Her boss is an exceptionally talented divorce attorney, but Rosa is so persistent, and I really want to be faithful to you. My hands are trembling. I'm going to the bar and have a shot. I'm a recovering alcoholic, by the way, and I've fallen off the wagon. And by shot, I've put a hole in my gun on the TV, and I was suicidal.
He was talking about eating his gun to her, and she's just like, so, when's that money coming through, yeah, kind of attitude.
There was concern.
Uh-huh.
It is 11 a.m., so they should be open. Hopefully the Jack Daniels will calm my mind for the rest of the day.
Oh, great.
I love you very much. Now, do you have anything through Friday?
No.
All right. Saturday. Interesting day on Saturday. I heard from a name from the past.
Oh, who's that?
My first beloved.
Flory?
Get the fuck
no
out!
No!
Get Flory, the fuck out!
The first African scammer I scammed. It ended very badly.
Very badly, I believe. Fuck you, Davin was in all caps.
Well, let's recap, because we're not going to read. I'll just recap the last couple of conversations to catch everybody up. When we last left off, my wife, Big Pippa Pump, walked in on me talking and was suspected of me cheating with Flory.
Absolutely.
And shot me. And Flory was on the phone as this was happening. Multiple gunshots, screams. The phone went dead. And then the next day she asked for money.
Absolutely she did.
So these were the last conversations that I had after that happened. It has been this is me to Flory. This is back in the day.
Yeah, wow.
Flory, it's been a week since we've spoken on the phone. I've been filled with anger and confusion towards you this whole time. You were on the phone with me as my wife tried to take my life. You heard her shoot me. You did nothing. I could have been dead. Instead, the next day, I get an email from you asking about your damn makeup money. That's right, she needed
makeup money.
Well, the phone and internet money wasn't coming.
Yeah.
Always about the money with you. Where was the compassion? Why was I to be discarded like yesterday's jizz sock?
Oh.
Then I found out through the police that Big Pippa Pump sent you an email using the address she got while snooping into my personal folders. The email warned you if we did not break this off, there would be terrible repercussions. You never told me. You never warned me that my life could be in danger.
Bitch.
Exactly. Now my wife sits in prison on an attempted murder charge.
I'm very dangerous.
My kids are in an orphanage. Maybe Agnes works there. Because due to the gunshot wounds, I can't take care of them at this time. And you ask me, where is the money? The money is there. I kept my word. Actually, we did.
Yeah, we did.
The 80 is there, but why should I give it to you?
The 80 bucks in the thing.
Yeah.
How do I know that your love for me is real? It is pretty obvious. Pretty obvious how much I love you, as I almost died because of it. And even with all that, I sent the money for makeup, of all things. But how do I know you love me? And don't write me one of those flowery poems. She wrote the awful, most awful poems. Cut and paste. Yuck.
Can't be better than Dick Eldorado's.
It was. Musk, you talk about smelling of musk and being turned on. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is no time for the smell of tights and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
How do I know that you're just not one of those filthy, disgusting, disease-infested scammers that give that part of the world a bad name?
No.
Ever wonder why that part of the world has AIDS and the rest of the world is very close to the cure? It is because the world does not want more subhuman, immoral pieces of crap scamming Africans.
Oh, wow.
So how do I know you were real? Prove yourself, woman, for I have lost everything in my life in the belief that you were real, that you loved me, that you were my soulmate. The money is there, and there's more money to help the woman I thought I loved, but is that woman I love there? And she responded with...
Where's the check?
No, no. This was actually her best English out of all the conversations
really?
We'd had.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Davin. Go to hell, bastard, and live alone.
You live alone in hell.
All in caps except for fuck, which was the first word of the sentence. That was lowercase.
Fuck you, damn it.
To which I responded, fine. Then the money will sit there, and I will get a refund in 30 to 60 days. It is sitting there right there for you, $80 US American, plus, of course, the $8 to send it. All you had to do was to be a compassionate and honest woman. I guess that was too much love. I guess that was too much for you. I guess you've never loved me and it was all a scam. You got me. How does it feel to ruin lives? How does it feel to turn lives upside down? Does it make you happy inside? Are you happy that somebody got shot over you? Are you happy that a marriage is over because of you? Are you happy that two children sit in an orphanage over you? Was it all worth it? 2 months of this and you got nothing! I'm a good person who believed in love, and you obviously are not.
Fuck you!
In case there was any question about who was to be fucking themselves. Fuck you!
Fuck you!
And you. Big Pippa has connections all over the world.
I do.
Maybe I will get her out of jail, and maybe you'll get what is coming to you.
I'll get her out of jail.
Maybe people who prey on the innocent will get what is coming to them in this world, because they're always religious. Mm-hmm. If not, they will surely get in the next one. It was all there for you. The love, the money, the possibility of coming to the United States and starting a new life, but your greed got in the way. And that was months ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I can't believe you heard back.
That was June.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
No.
What do I see in my inbox?
No, I'll be goddamned.
Hi, honey. How are you? What is that? Here we go. I'm sorry. Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Looking forward to hear from you, sweetheart.
I see she's
been attending. That's my girl.
I see she's been attending those English classes.
How do you know it's her? That's how you know.
That's how you know.
Either you or me, or Joe sent me something.
Joe's
he would never call me a sweetheart.
Joe has turned.
It'd be asshole. Flory, I'm surprised to hear from you after this ended so badly months ago. I really don't know what to say to you other than I hope you're doing well. Because I couldn't be like overly effusive, like, oh, my baby's back.
I know.
But apparently she deleted the last messages. And then I reminded her, I guess, that this ended well and she never got the yak and drachmas.
Yeah.
So I have not heard back. But I thought you kids would find that very interesting.
I love how they can't keep it straight. Oh, it's
I love how after they get nothing after wasting months with me and it ends badly, they come back. My imaginary cock is strong. my imaginary pimp hand bitch slaps these whores all over Africa.
Your imaginary pimp hand. It's really amazing that she wrote back. I mean, all the shenanigans.
I am her sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's hard to fight that. Wow.
Are you guys
impressed? Wow.
I am impressed with their lack of organization.
Now, should I reach out to her again? We talked about
absolutely.
Yes.
But I really didn't want to go down this road because she irritated me.
And she's really stupid.
Yes. How much of that can I deal with?
All day.
Every day.
Wow. That's amazing. I can't believe that. And William Tuttle, your other alter ego, is not getting any love.
No, he reached out. He reached out, and actually Agnes was online with Shy Bear.
Yeah.
And I reached out, hey, how are you? Want to chat? She doesn't respond. William Tuttle's got no game. You know why? Here's why I fucked up with that one.
Why?
Because I made the guy a Nigerian. Dark like that, and she knows none of those motherfuckers have money. So she probably thinks... probably thinks I'm getting scammed by a scammer. Why would she ever think that?
I don't know why they would think that. Yeah, but Mr. Dull and Ernest Scott Walker got no play with these people.
Because you don't know how to get the poon ten.
I apparently don't.
You do not know how to get imaginary pussy.
I'm out of practice.
Probably coming from a man with cock.
I'm out of practice.
Now, I did put on the Davin's Den Facebook page a lovely picture, which I suggest everybody check out. It's actually of these, computer centers where all these motherfuckers were. You just see a bunch of fucking Africans sitting there barefoot, all huddled in like awful sardines, typing away.
I call it our harem.
Yeah.
They're my bitches.
Yeah.
I leave my bitches in stitches, then they come back like snitches.
Don't rap.
Scratch the itch.
Please
like
don't
it's
rap.
The bear with the itch. Yeah, never mind.
Please don't rap. It's scaring me.
I used to do that in my act. Anyway.
That's why I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
No, I never did that in my act.
No.
So did you hear from her? What, you got something to say?
No. You got something to say to me?
You got something to say? You were looking at me? You got something to... I got EMT in this house. Bitch!
No, I just love how hard you were fighting at one point.
That's how you know he's private.
You know, I just love how hard you were fighting that. No, it's got to be a woman writing all this shit. And it's like, you see, you're posting the picture of all the dudes sitting there
typing
away.
No, but we know Flory was a woman.
Yeah, Flory was a woman.
And this one wants to talk to me, but she could be getting somebody.
Davin talked to her on the phone.
A lot.
A lot.
And she was an idiot every fucking time.
We used to wake her up at 4 in the morning.
No, yeah. She woke my wife up at 5 in the morning, and that was not a pleasant
that
day.
That was not cool. Yeah, she did.
Hello, is Flory? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, Flory, when you hear a female voice, hang up. Don't you know how to do this?
No!
No, apparently not.
So, Joe, you hear anything on Saturday?
No.
Sunday?
No.
All right, this is the last conversation. I didn't even have a conversation with Agnes. She just reached out to me.
Oh.
Today's usually the day we were... Sunday's usually my day where I concoct all my bullshit with her because I usually watch the Jets lose, so I need something to distract me, so I come up with all these scenarios.
Is that why you're coming up more and more suicidal in your talk?
Yes! That's why I'm getting darker and my character's drinking more.
Yes.
But as we talked about earlier, Sunday I was not on the couch watching the loss. I bought a fucking ticket.
Oh, you went to the game?
Yeah, look at that look of concern. He's seen tragedy for 48 hours straight, and that was the first time he felt bad for somebody. You went to that?
That's the first deep look of sympathy I've seen cross your face. You're a nice man.
I wish the hurricane would have come earlier.
All right, I hate the Dolphins.
I hate the Jets. The whole time, I'm going to my friend. I go, I hate the Jets. Don't you? I'm like, don't you ever tell me you have tickets again. I hate the fucking Jets. I hate this team.
Why did you call them the zombie Jets when you talked to me on Facebook?
Because they're not moving properly. I don't know. Maybe because they eat fucking hearts. I don't know.
No, see, because you know.
Yeah.
Well, because you know,
not smart.
I know.
I texted to him. I said this earlier. I go, they're abortion afterbirth.
Oh wow.
And then I said I might have been a little too harsh to abortion afterbirth.
See, the thing is, I know nothing about football. When you said
neither do they. You know, you should be the offensive coordinator.
Yes, but you know, I'm going to coach.
He's terrible.
But you know, I got all excited because you know I love Halloween. I was like, zombie Jets. They have such a thing. I'd go see that game.
Sure, every Sunday.
I didn't know.
I love when Rex Ryan goes out there. We didn't get it done today. No shit.
Well, if getting it done was disappointment, they're undefeated. What were you trying to get done, Coach? Because we couldn't fucking tell what you were going for. Was it touchdowns? No, you didn't get them done. No, disappointment. You guys are A's.
You
this was the first time I ever watched the postgame show because we got back in time. And like the scorecards from the analysts were like all F's. Like every tag game, all
they do
F's.
That? Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
Wow, F's.
So, Joe, have you heard from your beloved Mavis?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
She wrote to me, "Hello, honey. I'm so happy I heard from you. It means so much to me, and I want to know more from you, babe. You do not know
oh,
how."
Oh, by the way, babe, I found out is one of the words they use a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, babe.
Oh. Where did you find that out from?
From
the group that you just contacted?
Yeah, I think from the group or something. And I thought it was genuine in term of endearment.
Yeah, and it's not.
We're generic. We're all babes to them.
Oh, okay.
But you notice in the past when my girl wants to talk, when she wants to really get serious with me, she says my name. That's what differentiated her from Flory. Flory only uses my name like my mother when she's fucking pissed.
Fuck you, Davin. Yeah. Is what you're heard loud in your house a lot.
Agnes uses the name when she's like showing empathy.
I say. Oh.
I'm sorry, Joe. Go
sorry.
On.
Sorry.
You do not know how much I miss you, and I wish I can kiss you all over.
You
oh,
can.
Oh, hey.
Joe's going to get some. Imagine Dick Eldorado is going to get some.
Because I poured it on the last time.
I told you that's what you
I doing good.
Now, is that you writing to her?
No.
No, that's her.
And I'm so worried about your health. How can you work with your arm having difficulties? My arm is broken with leeches on it. Honey, I think you should go to the hospital. I can't afford that.
That's real Joe.
I'm so sorry about what's going on with you, babe. I hope everything turns up well, babe. Jesus Christ, enough with the babe.
I got you, babe.
Yeah.
I hope that case with that celebrity is get done with.
Celebrity?
I don't know. It's,
what
it's,
celebrity?
No, it means Vito Calazza, which is
wait, 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 wait. Huh. I
don't
know.
Does she think he's a celebrity?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Everybody
else certainly not from seeing his career.
No. No, I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Is she getting you confused with another bullshit?
Maybe.
I don't know what you did, but I hope you called a little attention to this.
I didn't. No, actually, I didn't, because you'll see what I'm getting at. That was celebrity. Is get done with. I hope you finally arrest him. He's talking about Vito Cazzato.
Joe just called her him.
Yeah.
Joe's on to him.
Yes.
Well, Vito Cazzato is the guy that's trying to kill me.
No, but you said
no,
he's...
No, you said he's talking
oh,
about...
Oh, all right.
Well, no, you might be right.
You're probably right.
That case with that celebrity is get done with. I hope you finally arrest him. I love you so much, and I wish I... What the fuck? I love you so much, and I wish I am so close to spend you some kisses.
Everything fucking costs money with this bitch.
Yeah.
Spend you some kisses. Spend Could you send you. Some money so I can buy some kisses to spend you?
Oh, she's pulling all star. I hope my lovely cat is all right.
Look at Jeff reading fucking along over your shoulder.
He's reading along. He's got the.
What are you like? What are you like? Eight and like? Show me the pictures.
He's not talking about that cat. Dick Eldorado has a lovely cat, Mr. Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers.
Yes, they're very close.
I hope your work goes on well. It is a blessed day, and all the thoughts of you runs through my mind like a living stream flowing with passion. You.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's some good horse shit right
she wants
there.
To kiss yeah, really. You all over and there's a
yeah,
stream
like sewage
of passion.
Running down a freaking pipe. My mind feels like I have won the lottery. I've never
That's probably the most honest thing she said.
Yeah. She's like, boy, do I have a sucker on the lawn.
This motherfucker keeps on writing to me and poetry? He's
yeah,
in.
He's in.
I never felt this way in my entire life. Yeah, well, this
Well, hour. Well, this week.
This week. If I was told that you were a falling angel, I would never doubt it in any way.
Wait, what?
If I was told you were a falling angel, I would never doubt it in any way.
A fallen angel? What, now you're Beelzebub? What the fuck?
I guess maybe I'm an angel coming to Earth.
Pretty funny.
No, fallen angel.
Because you see so perfect than any other thing I've ever touched on Earth. What the fuck?
All right, she's cutting and pasting like an
asshole. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You were just too special for me to hurt in any way. Yeah.
Except take all your money.
You hurt in any way. She's reeling me in. She's reeling me in.
Yep.
No matter the barriers and borders between us, I will never lose any single love I have for you because you part of me. And I will never make it in this life. What the fuck? I'll never make it in this life if not this to the sweet support you give me. Probably the money coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's support.
All right, she's throwing a baby in here. Baby, I know this is hard on you now to understand how much more I feel about you every single second and minute that passes by. I want you to know that your woman thinks much more about you than you feel about her. Mavis. Ooh, rubbing it in.
Wow.
Maybe because I haven't conversed with her much.
Wait.
But you just poured it on, telling her how much you loved her.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so
but now she's saying that she loves you more.
Yeah.
She loves you more than you love her?
Yeah.
Is this a challenge?
I don't know.
It certainly is. Yeah. It's a throwdown. Well, yeah, but with your wife, it might be
right. So, Mavis. Love Mavis. So I get back to her, and I go, this is today. Mavis, I want you to know how much strength your email is giving me. Just reading your words right now, I would give anything for you. See, I'm hamming it up here.
That money.
Give
that
anything.
Ain't coming.
No, that's why I put it in there. You know,
I'll give anything.
I had so much fun finally. I went to a Halloween party and actually got a picture of my costume and wanted to send it to you because I want to send a picture.
Oh, good job, Jeff.
Yeah. Right.
I thought things were getting...
He dressed in a dress for his band.
Yes, yeah. I'm playing this band, Rotka, and I dressed like an asshole. And
two cheeks, big crack in the middle. Joe Balloon, not Curry.
I had so much fun, finally went to a Halloween party. I thought things were getting better, and now they're getting worse again. We had a major hurricane, and my place was destroyed. We had major flooding from the Hurricane Sandy.
Mr. Whiskers came out, okay.
Well, hold on. We had.
I figured something was coming up. Foreshadowing.
We had major flooding from Hurricane Sandy, and my house was totally flooded. I thought I lost Mr. Whiskers, but he jumped into his litter box and used it as a raft.
Row, Whiskers, row.
You're a smart kitty.
I grabbed him and got out just as the waters were rising. I'm on a cot in a high school auditorium with Mr. Whiskers in his
Now, you
cage.
Live in Maryland, this character.
Yeah.
Okay, just because I don't want her to think that you're in New York.
No. Because the storm hit all over the place.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure she's going to check the Weather Channel.
Right.
Yeah.
I hedged on that. I'm on a cot in a high school auditorium with Mr. Whiskers in a cage. Last night, a man gushed.
Mr. Whiskers in a cage.
Mr. Whiskers in a cage.
Sounds like a dirty sex act.
Yeah.
You want some Mr. Whiskers in a cage?
Hey, hold on. I didn't sign up for that.
So I'm in high school, Mr. Whiskers in a cage. Last night, a man called Gus tried to steal my Snickers bars, and I had to let him because my arm is still not that good.
You are pathetic again.
I know.
Wow.
I'm depressed. This is almost as bad when I had to spend my 3 days in Flint, Michigan. But that's another story. We're on the road. I stayed in his hellhole.
That's pretty funny.
I have so much to tell you, sweetheart, but my battery power on my laptop is dying, and I want to leave you with this poem. It's early morning. The sun comes up. I'm sorry. It's early morning. The sun comes out.
Here I am.
Last night was shaking pretty loud. My cat is purring and scratches my skin. Mr. Whiskers. Lust in cages till storms break loose. Just have to make it with someone I choose. Here I am. I rock you like a hurricane.
No.
I love you and get back to you as soon as I can. I love you and get back to you as soon as I'm back home. Love, Dick El Dorado.
There's a good chance she's going to call bullshit on that.
I don't know.
She knows the Scorpions.
Yeah, the big international band.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, but no, she's not going to get the Scorpions.
And how does she know? She's not going to call. Even if she does, I'm quoting from a song.
Yeah.
Well, you said that you wrote for her. I don't want her to think that you're a liar and untrue.
Klaus Main is going to call up Sue and me over this?
I don't think Klaus will.
She didn't call him on the bullshit of the Daffodils of September. She has no idea.
Because that was just awful enough to be real.
That Look, was real. He wrote
she
it.
She wrote back after. I mean,
yeah, but I had to work hard for that. Yeah. I had to save your bacon. Yeah. I'm not even talking to my girl now.
Yeah, I know. But wow, she was really laying it on thick.
Oh, she was laying the bullshit on thick. So basically.
Yeah. No, I think it's real. I think it's real. I think she loves you.
Yeah,
so, I think you're taking advantage of this poor, beautiful white girl in Ghana.
Yeah, sitting in the pit with those other guys.
Who moved to Ghana as soon as you guys became interested in each other. That could be real.
That's what you do.
Put an ocean between you. That's what I say.
Yes.
Run to another continent.
That's how marriages last.
So I'm pouring it on, so I'll have more stuff for her when my apartment dries out.
Oh, you've already planned it?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, see, I'm topical. Hey, topical.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, very good, Joe. So that was our scammers. What do you want to do, a little God or lover?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll have Jeff play God or Lover with us, too.
He needs headphones.
Oh. And they only have... Well, give him yours. You don't need to listen to it. You know the songs.
What do they play?
Well, we're going to explain. We're going to explain it. Just sit there and look stupid,
so
like we do.
Play along at home.
All right, this is a game that Joe and I came up with while we were traveling, because we think a lot of Christian songs are getting a little bit more rocky and popular, and a lot of rock songs are getting a little wussier. So you have to determine if it's a song about God or a lover. See, now, if somebody guesses, then you have 10 seconds after they guess to tell us your opinion if it's God or a lover. So the clock is on. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
So Joe will keep score. Give Joe the pen, please. Joe knows all the answers. He's DJ Joe. And if you guys are in the chat and you guys want to play along too, feel free to play along. God or lover.
Pen that doesn't work.
That pen works fine.
Here, Joe.
Here's it was
pen.
Just working.
All right, it's working now.
Okay. Everybody got pens but Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
Song. How many songs we got?
No. No cheating.
Cheat.
BMT wants to cheat.
Of course he does. Because he's for pay. Did it start?
Yeah.
Got to turn that up.
Can't hear it.
Can't hear it. Start it again and turn it up.
You hear it now?
No.
Nope. Now.
Louder.
Frank.
Can you start it over again?
Can you hear it now?
Barely.
Yeah. Go a little bit.
God.
Yeah, God.
All right.
God. That would be Lover.
Follow
no!
a bitch! Who was it? Who wrote that awful shit?
That would be There You'll Be from Faith Hill.
Oh! Well, there you go.
Damn.
Stupid AMT guessing early, not letting her use that shit.
I don't know country music, so.
You don't know shit.
No, I don't.
Okay. God or Lover. Song number two. How many songs are there, Joe? Five?
There's going to be six.
Six? Now with more godliness.
Why are you still here with me? Didn't you see what I've done? In my shame, I want to run and hide myself away. But it's here I see the truth.
She did.
Lover.
I think it's Lover.
It is God.
Son of a bitch!
That's the Barlow girls. I Need You to Love Me. That is a good tune. I actually kept it. The full version.
Bag.
No, that's a great song. That is a great song.
Do I deserve you? No, I don't deserve this at all.
All right, so we're going to track three. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm usually very good at this game. Not tonight.
You came into my life like an answer to a prayer, like a star that falls from the sky, right out of thin air. Some might say it's a miracle.
Lover.
Dream,
you don't got all fucking day, Miss.
Oh, okay. I was listening to the rest.
That's the problem. You can't.
Yeah, oh, okay. Sorry. No. All right. I think it's God. From
that day, it is
Lover.
Yeah,
damn
I'm
it.
On the board.
That would be Heaven is Missing an Angel by George Strait.
Yeah, see, once he says his thing, we have 10 seconds.
Oh, sorry.
What
sorry.
Do you think I'm guessing for? Because
I didn't know.
I'm just letting Jeff set the pace here. I'm trailing.
All right.
What am I trailing by, one, Joe?
Yes.
Pip's not on the board yet.
No.
She's shut out.
All right, ready?
No God or love for you.
Song?
No, none.
None for you. All right, song number four.
Standing on the corner, thinking about my day. Lost in confusion,
God.
Just ain't the way. I thought my life would be
God.
All right, you all win.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay!
Yeah. Tough as Nails by Clay Jacob.
Yeah, Clay Jacob, that was awful. I can't believe you had to listen to that.
It's all awful.
Enough of that shit.
All right, so number five coming up right now.
He said, son, what's wrong? I never had no one that I could count on.
Lover.
Lover.
So all right, Jeff.
Right, Lover.
Yeah, I'm all
yeah.
tied up.
What are you trying to do? You fucking with us now?
Jeff doesn't even let the game play.
I know.
God, you're like a pre, you're a pre-God or Lover.
that's called My Best Friend by Tim.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what's the score here, Jeff? Because we're going into the final one.
What do you pay to land Tim McGraw?
So the best Pip can do is tie. Jeff and I are going for the win. Now, Jeff is fucking up this game because he guesses so quickly. And
I know.
You have 10 seconds.
No.
No. The first person guesses, and then the other two people have 10 seconds.
I thought you were doing that on purpose.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just fucking with us, man.
Yeah.
It's like, here, you got three words.
No,
go.
No, there's about 30 seconds of music. Is that about right, Joe? About 30 seconds?
Yeah.
About 30 seconds of music. But once somebody guesses, the other two people have 10 seconds.
Right.
See, I ruined the game.
You ruined it.
Okay,
you
guys.
Ruined
ready?
Zombo.
You ruined Zombo. Oh, that's this. I'm sorry. Hold on. That was a. Sorry. Beg your pardon.
We'll guess again and get it wrong.
That's funny.
I never had no.
Still playing a try. Hold on. Jesus Christ.
There it is. Joe's computer was working too well. There's the fuck ups we've been looking for.
Okay. There we go. Oh, track six. All right.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me.
You certainly have.
The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through. And I
God.
Need you.
God.
That is Lover.
Ah, son of a
bitch. Oh, man.
I am the smartest man alive.
And the stupidest game alive. Jeff the EMT.
And we weren't even throwing the game to be nice. We were really trying.
There you go.
That last one was like a trick one.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
It had God in it.
It did.
But it really was a song about a lover. And just in case anybody wants to question, I mean, that's
called, right. God will carry you.
Yeah,
that's why Lucy Wen set of footsteps in the stand.
Right. Yeah. That song is called God Gave Me You by Blake Shaw.
Well, thank you, Joe. Those were really challenging.
Good job, Joe. That was some really good horseshit you laid us listen to.
I almost feel like one of your
African Christian
loves.
Rock, though. Were they hard to find?
No, actually, the Barlow Girls are Christian rock.
Okay. Really?
And,
that was rock?
Clay Jacob is Christian rock. Well, not no. Well, Christian rock, no, because it's got to be Southern. It's got
to
be
doesn't
country.
Have to be Southern.
Yeah, but you want to know something? It's,
Striper was God rock.
Yeah, but the song was based on country music the way we did.
No, it could be anything. You don't have to limit yourself.
I was going
to
move it, but the country
well,
music.
Well, that was what you wanted to do, but you don't have to.
The country music keeps it interesting because there's not many Christian rock bands.
And there's not very often you're going to hear country music on this show.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that song Need You to Love Me, the Barlow Girls, when I was going over the song, I was on the road, you know, listening to the laptop. Well, it's a good song. I actually taped it. It's a good tune.
Taped it? So really? You going to make a mixtape out of it?
I'm sorry. I didn't tape it.
It's old-timey reference time.
Did you burn Paul Veneer's CD too?
Yeah, everything just burns itself.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, every time I give you a CD to play, it becomes part of your albums.
Yeah, I know.
I'm surprised, like, with a name like that, he's not in a cover band.
Albums.
What?
Paul Veneer, he's not in a cover band.
He doesn't need to be. He makes pretty decent.
No, she was going for a funny.
Veneer.
Cover.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
you know what? Even though you didn't get what she was saying, your reaction was still the proper one.
Oh. Wow, the barrel looks like it's been doing very well.
Oh, yes.
tell you what, you've been living there, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you...
Yeah.
Well, at least if the hurricane comes again, you won't blow away.
No, I won't. I've been sanding down the sides to make it a little more comfy.
Sanding?
Yes.
Sand.
Sand. Sanding.
Rub her back against it.
She's a fucking bear.
Yeah, I know.
Bear necessities.
My back itches. Perfect corner.
Well, this isn't a very good Drunks in the News.
Let's make the best back scratchers.
Thank you. He understands me.
All right, let's just talk about... that they want condom only in for porn in L.A., then do Drunks in the News and get the fuck out of here.
All right.
All right, so L.A., it's a prop, I don't know, 69, I don't know what fucking proposition it is.
Ironically.
That would be perfect.
I don't know what proposition is. In California, they want all the porn companies.
Measure B.
Measure B. Mm-hmm. Well, there's never a B in porn. It's only C. Well, they want all the porn companies to have use condoms. And a couple porn stars are railing against this. They don't want to do that.
Right.
Think it's not sexy, blah, blah, blah. And they tried this once before, and it kind of killed the porn industry in L.A.
Yeah.
And that's what they're worried again. Like, you're going to lose, like, 10,000 porn jobs. And those are the people we need to keep working.
Yes.
Yeah. We definitely do not want them marching.
They need to suck it up.
Really?
They will ship those jobs overseas.
Well, they will.
They will.
And the girls will be younger because they can be.
That's right. And they won't necessarily be C's.
But, I mean, they do raise a good point. I mean, condoms interfere with my porn. Well, I shouldn't say. They really don't interfere with my porn watching.
Dude,
like, what do you think? I can't jerk off to this.
No, I'll tell you why, because I don't watch a lot of porns with penises in it. Not a big penis in my porn fan.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So who? Oh, really?
Well, like, it all the came dead.
Oh, really?
Like, it all came
Let's
together.
Oh, like, you were like Edith Bug. Oh,
why wow. I made it there? What are you watching the porn in?
Fucking great.
You can't have your condom as your porn in.
Ooh, it took you a while to catch up.
It certainly did. Well, Barrel, I guess you have condoms in it now. You're prepared for anything.
Hey, eat it there. Put Pornhub on there on in the intranet there.
No, I don't want to see none of them spicks of blacks on my porn.
I don't
want to
see none of them spays on there. I don't want to see no condoms on my cocks there.
Oh, wow.
So, as I was saying so eloquently, it will not interfere with my porn watching. How about you, Joseph?
Yeah, it's fine.
You like condoms on your porn?
Sure.
Doesn't interfere?
Yeah.
I think it takes all the spontaneity and risk of disease out of it.
Well, you like the risk of danger in porno?
Well, they said they would consider themselves sex stuntmen. So, yeah.
Sex stuntmen.
That's what they consider themselves.
It's like they're not wearing...
just jumping on cocks. No.
They're not wearing any sort of, like, Kevlar or hefty material when they're doing their stunts.
Well, they actually made a parody video. Like and they put on like a mask and like a helmet and everything. And...
Right. Oh, I remember that. Yeah,
would it ruin your porn experience?
I don't watch porn, actually.
Whatever.
Okay. Well. Okay. Yes, it would completely ruin my porn experience because I usually like wearing a condom while I'm watching the porn. But you know, if they're I'm kidding. He's looking at me like, what kind of fucking? No, I'm saying. If I was to watch,
what do you put a fucking what do you like? Put it on a dildo? What are you talking about?
Well, for something you watch 4 minutes at a time, I mean, really, does it make that much of a difference?
I would think that it would,
yes.
Though.
You know,
yeah, I would.
Now it might be a 6 minute adventure. Who has that type of time? No. You're ruiting my speed record.
Because, well, TMI. But then again, who cares about TMI? I always say whatever.
You certainly do.
No, it's like
too
I
much
don't,
information.
What does a Fortune 500 company have to do with this?
No, I don't like condoms in real life.
I don't like
condoms. I think that it. You know, it ruins the experience.
What's this world coming to?
No, I don't. So it's like...
You're just a reservoir of information tonight, Joe. The tips you're giving, I got to tell you, Joe.
Stop ripping me.
Oh,
and the puns continue.
yeah. It's a con.
It's like a hefty bag for
so
normal
people.
So
you don't like condoms at all?
No, I don't. I really don't.
So you've been diseased your whole life?
Yes. No, I really am not a big fan. So I think that if Fellas, I was going to...
Fuck it, let's
like
hope for it.
Like you got condoms hanging up on your wall. This one was signed by Big Dick Black.
Big Dick Black.
Championship condoms. I came twice with this one.
But Pep, that's a hefty. Yeah. No, I don't... You know, so I think if I was going to watch porn, I don't think it would be quite as exciting because then you're picturing, you know, okay, well, here's this barrier between, so all the feelings.
Here's a barrier between two disease-infested people.
Well, look at it this way. If you watch a car chase, should they be wearing a seatbelt? This is the same thing.
No, I really don't think it translates.
Yes,
really
because if you don't click it, you get a ticket.
Right.
And that'll just be one more charge that they're brought
and
up
if
on.
If you don't wrap it, you get a kid. You have to raise the rest of your life. But anyway,
what?
Doesn't rhyme, but
if you don't wrap it, you get a kid. No, it didn't rhyme at all, but I got it.
You
got
to lick it if you want to stick it so we can kick it.
I'm sure I know what that means, but it sounds very dirty.
DJ Jazzy Jew over here.
That's a fucking song. I got it over there.
Oh, okay.
You got to lick it so we can kick it. You got to get it something wet so we can stick it.
Yeah, but you know.
I spent a lot of times in clubs in the 90s.
And the Jamie Foxx movie.
Maybe.
I don't know, but
the
there's a song.
Maybe.
Know.
But the thing is that a lot of people don't actually use condoms for oral sex. I think if you're watching in porn, do they use condoms for oral sex? Never, right? No, but in real life, if you're going to practice
tongues condoms, I don't understand.
You know what though?
No,
I would write that into your script though for your friend there.
No, I'm saying that in real life, if you're going to practice safe sex, you're supposed to use a condom for oral sex as well. And
I've
people
never
don't.
Used a condom.
No.
Never use
yes.
a condom for oral sex.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, if I don't know what's clean, I'm not putting where I eat there.
Ridiculous.
I'm not saying that most people do it. I'm just saying that's
like
part of the protocol.
Dam?
No, I'm saying a condom.
Right, don't look at me, fucking Miss Sex Ed. I don't know. I've never even heard of using protection for oral sex.
You're supposed to.
Really?
Yeah. Thank you. EMT is shaking his head. Yes.
Safety
listen, if I think the bitch is diseased, I'm not going down on her. Yeah, I mean, really? You're going down on a prostate? Really? Your herpes of the future? I don't think so.
I know. I'm just saying.
You really got to pick and choose your battles.
If you're going to, right. But if you're going to make it like real life, if it's about safe sex, then there would just
listen,
be like.
Listen, if I can make a fish sandwich because there's yeast in fish, I'm not going fishing.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, now everybody.
I'm just saying.
Everybody's turned
I might
off now.
I might stick a rod in, but I'm not going to kiss the fish.
You should sell that at your shows.
What?
A t-shirt.
I'll stick a rod in, but I won't kiss the fish.
Exactly.
No, I think that if they're trying to make it realistic and they're trying to make it legitimately safe.
Realistic? What about porn? Have you seen those cocks?
No, I don't watch porn.
It's essentially a telephone pole with balls on the end.
Have you seen those women that leave after sex? It's not realistic at all.
No.
They don't have to take them to the diner. They don't get our t-shirts. They just fucking go. It's not realistic at all.
No.
That's why it's porn.
Well,
you're ruining it.
I thought the diner was before sex, not after sex.
No, they're hungry. You work up an appetite, especially porn sex. You're fucking working.
So you go to the diner when you're done?
You go to the diner before and after.
I guess you're taking breakfast.
Once you're with somebody, though, after the diner, you're not having sex because it's time for the bed.
Well, that's when you, yeah, well, diner, no, that's when you move in.
When they're unconscious? No. Thank you, Rapey McRaperson. That's when you move in, when they're in a food coma. Thanksgiving is Joe's favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Here, have some more turkey.
Yeah,
here, baby.
Man, my dear.
Have some more carbs.
Yeah. Fucking creep. I'm going to stuff her like a turkey.
And then she can gobble it up.
Oh, wow. But
the judges, the rules like the three fingers on the white line at the Giants game. Good replay of that.
I don't think that it's, but I'm not saying that porn is realistic. I'm just saying that if they're trying to portray safe sex, and that's the whole point of them using condoms, if they're going to bother, they would be doing it the right way. But, and that would take all the fun out of watching
preaching
it.
To me.
I don't either.
Well, I think that.
I want my porn being shattered women that have daddy issues, that have heroin problems. That's what I don't. Well, that's what I want. I don't need responsible starlets. I want diseased guys that look like me, even though I'm not diseased, banging women out of their league. But I don't even want. But that's the fantasy.
But the thing
yeah.
is, why are they making a big deal? Because the women, all those porn stars that, excuse me, have to be tested.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. They actually have.
Rigorous
yeah, exactly.
Rigorous
they're cleaner than the people in this room.
All right,
well, you don't have to hurt us.
Yeah,
right. What do you mean about this shit?
So if they tested that rigorously.
Call for we're all having fun.
Yeah,
have I been
you.
Nice to you this whole evening? You go do that? Well, personal, don't you think they're pippy ones?
Yeah, sorry.
Get back
about
in
that
your
one.
Barrel.
Yeah, all right. Oh, it's dark in here. I don't have lights in the barrel either.
Like
God
a vagina.
Yeah, I don't, you know, like if they tested rigorously.
They
know,
do. They have
know,
a great safety.
They
have a great safety record.
Yeah, so what's the big, you know, so let
well, that's their
going.
Argument. We're the safest ones out there. We are actually privatizing the sex industry.
Yeah.
And now they want to have people, they want government coming down there and watching the sex, making sure they're doing it right. Just see them throw
where's
like,
that job?
See them like football, like throw a flag on the field. Too much anal, 15 yards.
Yeah, did you see the hand signals? Too much!
My hand
singles are great.
False start. Repeat first down. And slow it down, stupid.
Premature ejaculation. Ejaculation.
The guy's been going for 15 minutes. I think he's just trying to run out the clock.
Yeah.
And he finishes, he fucking Tebows. Yeah. And by Tebow, he walks out of the way of the woman disgusted because he wants nothing to do with that.
That's right, because that, you know, Christians don't have sex. No, 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 no.
Not with women, just with young boys.
Yeah. Oh.
But no, they do have a good safety regulator. But now, are you worried about them losing jobs in L.A.?
What do you mean, if they have to do this?
Yeah. The porn industry will go other places, like Sacramento.
I really don't worry about them losing jobs, but I do think that
they'll always work.
But I do think that it would be crushing to the industry because nobody wants to watch that.
But you
want to
know something?
It's about fantasy.
The industry's having a big problem now because of the internet. Because of the internet is just killing the porn. There's really no, not that I've tried it, but I mean, there's really no money in it. Where's the money to be made if everybody's getting it free on the internet?
Well, they have to produce something for you to watch.
Where do they make their money? How do they make them? I mean, it's not like they're producing blockbusters.
Yeah.
Or ballbusters.
They have huge followings.
Yeah, do they?
Really?
Do they?
Really? Do they?
Something you want to share? How big are their followings?
I don't know.
A friend of mine has a huge, huge following. Before you go down on a broad, use Listerine.
Yeah, what's that copy of Ass Bandits 35 that you have in your bag there?
Ass Bandits 35, the collector's edition.
Well, for followers.
This is one where the bandits finally got the ass.
You get the box and you'll get 1 through 34, and 35 is free.
Well, with processing and handling.
Wait until you see the outtakes.
Yeah. Oh, he came early again. But they did call themselves a stuntman. That is their argument. Like, we work with no nets. They call themselves a stuntman.
No nets? I thought you said no nuts. Yes, they certainly do.
Well, that would be interesting.
That would be.
Sorry,
it's eunuch porn.
I like that.
Are you tired of that pesky slapping of the balls against your ass? You should enjoy eunuch porn.
Now it'll sound like two mud flaps in a wind.
Don't worry about pregnancy. He can't do that. Eunuch porn. The safest sex of all.
Yeah, safe.
Has there been like a huge outburst of disease or something?
No. No, it's just the government sticking their hands where hands are already being stuck.
Get your nose out of there.
Keep your hands off our porn, Mr. Obama. Actually, this is state. This is local government. This is impressive.
Right. Well. The article that we were taking this from has one line that just like makes me skeeve. The one that makes me skeeve is the line that says, "No other population is tested more frequently except convicts."
Sandusky, paging Sandusky.
It's like, we know what happens in jail.
Why are we testing convicts? Fuck them if they die.
That's why they did die.
See what I did there.
Yeah.
But I mean, who cares if they're diseased?
Well, because some of those people are getting it and don't want it.
Well, then, fuck
it. I don't think anybody wants it.
Lift
maybe
weights.
They do.
Become the alpha male.
Maybe they do. You haven't been in jail. You've never been plowed against the wall.
Have you ever watched any of those jail TV shows where there's the guy walking around with his little T-shirt tied up in a little
knot? Oh, yeah, well, that's your token fag.
No, but I mean.
Your token fag.
But there are people in jail that do want it.
You're
going to
lose our prison following if you keep those
types of Yeah, I know.
Don't alienate our fans.
Sorry, joking fag.
They're the only people that talk to me on the show.
Here's my thing. If they're going to refer to themselves as stuntmen, after they fuck, I need one to burst into flames.
You should make them wear helmets.
I see a bunch of guys getting around bukkake it off.
Make them wear condoms, make them wear helmets then if they're going to be stuntmen.
Well, that's what the mockumentary that they were doing.
No.
Oh, I'm thinking the woman would burst into flames from all the friction.
These women aren't fucking friction. How much lube they're fucking doing.
If you could fuck them with a Mack truck, they'd be good.
It's more lube than the fucking Exxon Valdez.
Oh, those poor ducks.
Exactly. Just see a bunch of pissed off birds. What the fuck? We were flying.
Yeah. This is
going now south for the winter. We smelled fish. We landed. Now we're covered in this shit.
Our feathers are all sticky.
Oh, my God. Either the oil was one thing, but this is beyond the pale.
I feel like I'm in Something About Mary.
Nice hair.
All right. So that's our take on it.
There you go. We move on.
Now it's time to get the fuck out of here. But first, Drunks in the News. We're going to get this show close to on time for a change.
God damn.
Oh my God, look at that.
Drunks in the News.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Uh. Now, this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Yes.
From the Benjamin Franklin drinking dictionary. If you're a drunk or drinking, you are capable. Which I like. You're capable of getting fucked up. Joe, are you fucked up? No, I'm capable.
Oh, I'm capable.
I'll
baby.
Drink to that.
I was capable this weekend, boy.
Oh, yes.
There's a bunch of people going, that's the first time we've heard Joe say he's capable.
That's the first time we heard Davin say Joe is capable.
Yes.
That's very true. This is a term you should bring into your lexicon of words.
Yes.
I like that. You know, Ben had a lot of time on his hands coming up with all these words.
Well, he also had a lot of whores on his hands.
Yeah,
yes, he did.
Ben was a real patriot.
He was quite the cocksman.
Yes, I understand that. Not much to look at, but apparently...
Well, listen, if you flew Kite and Lightning, chicks would fly to you, too.
Yeah, really?
You're a dangerous man. You're porn's first stunt man.
And he didn't use condoms.
He probably didn't. They probably made it out of wood.
What did they have back then?
Wood. Sheepskin.
Really?
Yeah, you just cut off the sheep that you were just fucking and put it on your cock.
Yeah.
No, intestines.
Ugh.
No, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Instead of putting the meat in there for the sausage, you put your cock
put your own meat in there.
Put your sausage in there, yeah.
That's right. Well, you know, hey, read some history.
I didn't get that in history class.
Not in school.
Sorry, Betsy Ross.
Not in school.
So you don't watch, like, current porn, but you look for that 1700s porn that's so popular.
That's the best stuff.
It certainly is. Paul Revere rides again.
Yeah. If you haven't seen...
The British are coming! The British are coming! And they just won't stop!
Give me liberty!
If you haven't seen Oral with Wooden Teeth, you have not lived.
Give me liberty or give me head.
That's funny. Don't come on me.
See the stick explodes all over going like this.
Shaking his head.
She wished me for this short goo all over me red coat.
Protein gets out protein.
Now we've clearly ruined our history.
Yes, we have.
Now let's go on to ruined current things.
It won't be the first thing.
So this week's tale of a drunk in the news was a 20-year-old chap who was wandering around the street, falling into traffic.
Excuse me?
That's what the cop said. He was falling into traffic.
Falling into traffic?
I would think once you fell into traffic, game's over, but apparently he was doing it repeatedly.
Go play in traffic. Okay.
Okie dokie.
Well, it turns out they went back to his, I think his car or whatever, and they found half a bottle of mouthwash gone. He got all hopped up on the old mouthwash. He got drunk on mouthwash.
That's desperate. Oh, that's like...
Well, now my character's gotten hopped up on cough medicine.
Oh, I know.
And I had some great dreams.
Yeah, you did. But, I mean, that's really desperate, drinking mouthwash. That's on that...
Do you know anybody's ever gotten drunk off mouthwash?
I know that my father, when he was in the Navy, when times got tough and they were all drunks in this sub, that they used to take mouthwash or aftershave and run it through white bread, and then they would drink it.
Wait, what?
Was he in the Navy or prison?
He was in the Navy. They learned that in the Navy. Yeah.
You know what? I think our Navy has enough of a budget.
Now, when you guys were in the Marines, did you do anything like shit like this?
But you nodded. You knew what I was talking about.
Well, in boot camp, one time I had someone send me Listerine in a care package, and the drill instructor took it, and I asked him,
why?
He was like, so you don't drink it. I was like, who the fuck would drink it?
Yeah. Because
you can drink this?
Yes. Hardcore alcoholics.
Nasty.
Plow through that stuff.
And the fluoride's not good for your stomach either.
Have you seen Intervention?
And that's the concern.
Yeah, I know.
You have a stomachache. I mean,
you have a tum-tum issue.
Yeah, but you're so wasted, you don't even know your stomach's bothering you.
Well, Joe, you're a hardcore alcoholic. Would you do this?
No!
Nice.
That's what I usually use to get the shit off my breath when I drive home.
No. Yeah, I think this guy's fucking smart. He's like, fuck it, if I'm going to get hammered, they'll never catch me, except until I start falling into traffic.
Yes.
I'm sorry, sir, stepping out of the car, you smell way too minty.
You know? Yeah, I passed the breathalyzer, yeah, but then you passed the Buick, you fell into it.
That's amazing.
See, I think this kid's a lightweight because it took only half a bottle for him to get wasted off Listerine.
I'm sure there was other stuff they just...
No, just fucking... It. No, it's just all Listerine, like all fucking mint shit.
All Listerine. Wow. No, have you ever seen Intervention?
No.
And on that show, sometimes they'll show the people who are really hardcore alcoholics, when the family takes everything away from them, one woman was just like, she had bottle after bottle, empty bottle of Listerine, because she was banging that stuff down to get high because there was no alcohol left, but she had to have something. But
they'll use rubbing alcohol, they'll drink vanilla.
Ugh. They'll drink vanilla?
Vanilla extract.
Oh, I thought like the potpourri. You fucking drink that.
The
gotta grind that down?
The Glade. The Glade plug-ins. No. Yeah, no, it's bad. And I say that proudly,
that's
Dad.
Just a hardcore problem.
Yeah.
I think this guy's smart. You know what? Here's the thing. If you're a drinker, you're going to have a bad liver. You're probably going to have bad kidneys.
Yeah.
You could be. But there's no reason why you can't have good oral hygiene.
You know? Yeah, I know. I'm gonna be minty fresh when I have cirrhosis, motherfucker.
I think 4 to 5 dentists recommend drinking a bottle of Listerine and driving fast.
No, wait a minute. So now he was a pedestrian and he was falling into traffic?
Falling into traffic.
Would you rather have him driving?
No, I'd rather have neither. But I mean, he was falling into... let him fall into traffic.
He's probably staggering.
It's not hurting anybody else.
Well, he becomes a biological speed bump.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a problem because, you know...
Then
that...
Jeff has to go out in a fucking storm and save his ass all pissed off about it.
I got fresh
breath. You're going to go.
Yeah, but your liver's stuck up in my tire treads. Yeah. I'm not digging
this branch.
With a tree branch. With a tree branch, yeah. I can't believe this idiot.
It's natural selection.
No, it's not. We save assholes like that. Look, the cops should have fucking pushed him instead of pulled him. Yeah, fucking die, stupid.
I mean, do you get mad when you have to put your life in danger because somebody did something colossally stupid during a storm or during some kind of emergency?
I try not to, but... You know,
I mean, but only natural.
On the inside, I'm angry, but on the outside.
On the inside.
On the outside.
Use your inside anger, yeah. Jeff.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, you know, just...
So, I mean, I've had someone complaining for leg pains for 2 weeks, and she wants to go to the hospital in the middle of a blizzard. And I was like, well, you can wait.
Yeah.
Because you just put all three of us in danger. Me, my partner, and yourself. So you can wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, if for 2 weeks it was bothering you?
Think about it. And they're like, yeah, okay. I'm like, sign here. I'll see you later.
Yeah, for 2 weeks it was hurting you, and now during a blizzard, all of a sudden you got to go.
Toothaches, headaches.
Oh my god!
I got a corn.
Yeah. You just do wonder how these people got this far in life, like lived without her harming themselves yet.
Because you know, if they were in the wild, they'd been eaten a long time ago.
Well, at least if they were drinking well, they'd have a good aftertaste.
Yeah, but you really do have like a really big smile on your face when you're thinking about that. That's a revenge dream.
The EMTs, cops, fire, soldiers got the darkest sense of humor.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. I know. I love that.
I tell you about people going on a limb. There was a big thing. 14 people had to be rescued off of Fire Island this weekend. They had to go out.
Eight?
There was still alive. No, they refused to leave the Barrier Island.
Well, if you had that much hot ass, how would you?
I thought that's all they could save. There was more people. They just couldn't get to this.
Yeah, well, they went out to get the 14 people, and the other people that said, fuck, you're running. We're staying there, you know, because we're not coming back out to get you. Because they were told to evacuate, and this
ridiculous
group of 14 said, oh, we're not going to evacuate. Got overrun by the ocean. They had to go out and get them. And they said, anybody else, you're done. You wanted to stay, you stay.
Yeah, once they tell you, you know, enforced evacuation and you stay, I don't really feel sorry for you if you don't make it. I really don't.
Well, they had, when Irene came, Mark, the owner of Governors, the fireman knocked at his door and said, you guys got to evacuate. And they're like, well, we're not evacuating. All right, fine. Sign this, please. And it's like, what this?
Yeah.
He goes, this releases us if you die.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we'll get our shit now.
Yeah. No, know? It's like, how serious, how real do you have to make it for people before they finally say, oh, yeah, you think we could really die? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you?
People
do you,
don't understand that until it's too late.
Yeah. It's like, do you remember Katrina? Did you watch it on TV at all? Do you get it?
It was an excellent movie.
You know,
she was a hell of a singer too.
She certainly was. Good job, Brownie.
I just wonder, how much does it take for people to understand? You know, we're not going to come up and save you and your dog in a canoe. You decided to stay, you dumbass. Yeah. We're not. You know, I just that just bothers
even
me.
Even the dog is going, let's get the rook out of here.
Yeah, he's scratching at the door and pointing at the canoe. Yeah. Let's
finally
go now.
Finally stops licking his balls because there's something better to do, like leave.
Yeah, it's like, I sense danger. My human doesn't seem to. He's stupid.
All right, kids.
All right.
We hope we've diverted you from whatever misery Hurricane Sandy might have caused you. Guys, stay safe. Thank you, guys, for listening to us tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Fun. Thank you, Jeff,
thank
for
you
coming
Jeff
in.
Coming in. Thanks, hanging Jeff out with us, playing our game.
Winning our game.
Winning our game. What does it get?
That's the comeback.
Yeah.
Get a slap in the ass.
I have this my skull over.
Leave it on. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell nobody.
Either way, keep on listening. We're out of here.
Later.
Bye.